This is PFW in Progress.
Who's the Pats' first round pick to stop the run to move the sticks? Who is the man that the Pats select for the way he ran?
Jeff!
Who's the Pat we'll talk about after he decides to come out?
Jeff!
They say this Pats draft is a bad mother.
Shut your mouth!
Just talk about draft.
Now, from Patriots Draft Headquarters in Foxborough, Massachusetts, Fred Kirsch.
You're damn skippy.
Paul Perillo.
I resign.
Andy Hart. Eric Scalavino.
I'm not doing anything, no.
And the NFL Draft.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. And, wow. Sorry about the lateness.
Okay, let's get to the draft, can we?
All right.
The story of the draft so far.
That's another great moment. Josh PFW in Progress.
Josh McDaniels making like Bill.
Yes.
With his repeated trade down.
Trading down, but never.
And a very, very Raiders-like pick at number 10 for Jacksonville, who Andy Hart correctly points out, Jacksonville should not be compared to the Raiders. They are the Raiders at this point.
Yeah.
Because their first-round picks are curious every year.
And this year, their bad pick came right after the Raiders made a solid pick in Rolando McClain.
Right.
May not be a star.
A little bit of a reach at that
but will
spot,
not suck.
But a solid pick.
Terrible, terrible pick at number 10. And this is, as Andy pointed out in the blog post, a steady stream of terrible first-round picks for Jacksonville.
Endless.
They should not be just sort of compared to Oakland. They are Oakland
and
when it comes to this.
As
stuff.
We were discussing off the air, kind of makes you wonder how good they'd be if they didn't keep missing on first-round picks because they blow the pick every year, and yet they're in the playoffs every year or at least in contention.
Yeah, they never
eight,
stink.
8, 9, 10 wins, they're in the conversation.
They don't have a great quarterback. They're not, doing it with other pieces that they're getting through
they
the draft.
They take Dolly Parton in the first round every year.
Which guarantees
which is a big bust. Oh!
Unbelievable.
Yeah, Fred just drops an F-bomb and stops playing.
No, I apologize.
What are you doing?
No, it just bothers me that, we've been planning this for, what, 2 months now?
Right. And
then we get to the time that and nothing's working.
But we are working now, so let's
no
let's
reason make, to cry over spilt milk.
Let's make the most of it. The Giants are up at 15, so the Patriots are right around the corner here.
Yes.
And the draft is moving.
And Brandon Graham has already been taken.
At a nice pace.
But Sergio
Kindle has not.
E-reader Kindle.
But if he does get taken between now and 22.
Then we just trade the hell out.
Does that, that's what I think is going to happen?
No, Jerry Hughes will still be there.
What are the odds that Bill Belichick actually covets the player that we do? Come on.
Very, very low. Very low, Paul. I agree. But I'm just saying.
Bill and I see talent.
Wow.
This top 15. Good point. Sometimes we see more talent than he does. Other times he sees more talent than we do.
He's supposed to see more talent than we do.
This big board. Really going like Andy Hart's big board here, these top 15. Take out Tyson Alualu.
Oh, yeah.
One of the other interesting
which
things.
Which you should take out Tyson Alualu.
Get McClain at 20.
McClain snuck in.
Yeah.
And he is the only.
Banana peel?
Slipped McClain. In.
Russell Okung and Tyson Alualu are the only two guys I didn't have in my top 20.
Mm-hmm.
And for good reason. Neither of them belonged in the top
20. Where'd you have Ryan Matthews?
Pistol Pete in my top 20. Oh, yeah. God, yeah.
Like teens? Low teens?
Yeah, mid-teens. Pete Carroll already debacle-izing the Seahawks. As
debacle-izing?
Is that not a word?
Probably not.
It is here.
It's a shabacle.
And it's cleaner than the words he's using in the upper deck.
Well,
me.
I was just reading the label of 5-Hour Energy. It says may cause people to swear. So.
Right. We are we should say, brought to you by 5-Hour Energy tonight.
And we're not kidding. Fred went out and bought the staff.
He did.
A bottle of 5-Hour
Energy.
And
the good employee that I am, I drank the Kool-Aid that my boss handed me.
Literally
well,
and
I
figuratively.
I do that every day for the last 11-plus years. So
we were going to go drink.
I feel like I actually needed to have the 5-Hour Energy. I'm working on Diet Pepsis.
Yeah, you've had how many now?
Okay, so the Patriots haven't traded up.
Nor down.
Eight. Yet.
Who's that?
The Patriots.
Who are they showing right there?
Oh.
A sweaty
old
man.
I can't see. Well, not that I would recognize him anyway.
Good point, Paul.
I wasn't at the combine, as Andy and Eric
Who are the Giants taking here?
That's one with an O.
Thank you.
Is this Juan Pierre-Paul?
I think you're. I think that is Juan
Pierre-Paul. Oh, Bust City, USA, New
So
York.
The Giants take Juan Pierre-Paul.
Yeah, it's like it's really
they love those just defensive
so you know,
linemen.
I just want to let you know, it's really Jason. Andy calls him Juan all the time. You know, the baseball player, Juan Pierre.
It is Jason, sorry.
I don't want to know that.
I mean, it fits the mold of the guys they take, those defensive end, skinny, Matthias Kiwanuka type guys. But he's a guy that played like seven games opposite Selvey.
Well, I got to think the Umanura stuff is now, that's in play.
Yeah. No, I'm just projecting. I think he's another dollar
I think
part.
They needed to get in the secondary, but maybe they just didn't feel like there was value.
Okay, Titans are on the clock right now. I was watching him today, and he just seems so lanky. And
Pierre-Paul. Oh yeah,
he has speed. He's got long legs,
did you describe it, Fred? You said they were like arms and legs.
Yeah, arms and legs everywhere, and he didn't seem quick.
He's a Drew Rosenhaus guy, huh? Interesting.
So
I agree with you, Fred. He is. There's a lot of arms and legs. I just don't think he's a project. He's a true projection.
So do you take him at 15 if he's...
No. God, no. I mean, I think it's a terrible reach.
Now
maybe,
take him in the first round.
There's been projects.
I'm right with
Fred
on this one. I don't see it. I didn't see it watching this
guy
on tape.
None of us did.
I think he has some athleticism, but I'm not thrilled. I'm with Fred 100%.
Okay, so we're at 16 right now. We're getting closer to the Patriots. Any predictions right now you guys want to throw out for the
Sergio
Patriots?
Sergio,
my guy is gone. I'm going to stick with my guy.
Kindle,
we'll stick with Kindle.
Sergio Kindle.
Unless somebody else takes him, and then they'll trade down.
But we'll see how that works out. It's there's a lot of different things going on. You know, we should probably talk a little bit about the AFC East too. Buffalo took C.J. Spiller. I think Andy's right. I think they got better offensively.
I'm very surprised that they didn't take Clausen.
I thought Clausen would have made sense there. I still think they need a quarterback. You can check out the blog, and we all for the first 15 picks, we've all weighed in pretty much in every one. Miami traded down, so they haven't made a selection yet. They got out of that number 12
spot. They already got better by getting Brandon Marshall and Carlos Dansby. I just want to be the first to predict that C.J. Spiller will turn Brandon Merriweather into a highlight reel.
Oh.
Will happen. They play twice a year. If Merriweather stays here for a while for the next, say, 4 years, he will be on a highlight reel at the cost of Brandon Spiller. He will embarrass him.
Posterized C.J. Spiller.
Oh, C.J. Spiller. Who's Brandon Spiller? Linebacker Florida?
Maybe his brother.
Linebacker Florida. I liked him. Where'd he end up? San Diego, I think? 5 Hour Energy, baby.
Thought that was Brandon Siler.
Could be Siler.
It is Brandon Siler.
Siler.
So while I was...
Spikes. He was like the guy that dropped way down the board, right?
If you take a Siler and a Spikes at Florida, you get a
Spiler.
Spiler. Who's
Spiller.
Close to a Spiller.
Adam Schefter says, paging Osio Manura.
Yeah, I made that. That clearly puts that trade rumor into more
Why is
than
he
going to
be
rumor.
Traded?
He's disgruntled. He lost his starting job last year. He played terribly. And he lost his job, and he was all pissy about it. He pouted.
You can say pissy. If he can say the other word,
absolutely.
You can say pissy.
I did think.
Well, I can't really say the other word, but I did anyway.
Right.
But he meant it too,
he complained
Fred.
About it.
I meant it.
Oh, you were mad, Fred. You were about as mad as I've seen you in a while.
I can tell you the last time I saw you, outside Reliance Stadium.
Yelling at a photographer.
A former photographer was bitching and moaning because we couldn't get into the stadium, and you told him to shut the up.
And he said, okay, Fred.
Basically what I said after Fred just said it and said, plug that thing in and put your headphones on.
Okay.
Although we're getting a lot of positive emails because of that. Tiani from Vancouver. Fred's What the F is Going On.
Isn't
without a doubt,
name?
The greatest thing I've ever heard on a show in my 4 years of listening.
Yeah. I just think Mr. Kraft might see it differently.
I agree.
Primetime draft coverage, including the F-bomb.
That's why we're not on the real radio. So.
Yeah.
We're still on what I'm looking for from you.
We're on his internet. Okay. Who do people want? I don't have internet. I've lost all internet over
here. Tennessee
is sporadic for me.
No, I'm talking Patriots. We're starting to reach the point where I want to consider potential guys that have been slotted here or gone. You know, some people thought Ryan Matthews could be a possibility. Earl Thomas was Goose's guy. Brandon Graham is gone. Our guy, Kindle, is still obviously available. Odrick is still available. Trying to think of guys that were slotted.
I think
Marquise Pouncey,
Gresham.
Jermaine Gresham, all in play here. Anybody that, you know, we've posed the question before, who would you trade up for?
Anybody? Anybody? Newman?
No.
I think they've already been taken, yeah.
Spiller's going. Oh, one other guy that's still available?
Well, I said
Dez Bryant.
Now, I kind of made a late prediction that maybe Dan Williams would be a guy the Patriots might take.
Could he go to Tennessee right here?
He could.
From Tennessee to Tennessee?
Sure. Dan Williams?
Good hometown pick. That worked for him last time, right?
Schefter is saying that Tennessee has to take Derek Morgan.
They have to?
That's what he says.
I mean, does Derek Morgan's agent have a gun to the GM's head?
Yeah.
I'm not so sure about that. But Derek Morgan is another guy I've taken a lot of heat on some of my bloggings. I think he's a questionable. I know Paul is a big Derek Morgan fan. I think he's going to be good. I'm not sure he's going to be great.
TG and NJ wants to know what's up with Bulaga. It's a good question.
He's I think he got overrated.
Yeah,
he's solid. Yeah. He's good. I don't think he'll ever be great. He kind of got pushed up too high, and now he might be settling into reality.
Plus, yeah,
he's a top 20 tackle. I still say that.
Yeah, and you don't want to have that run on one certain position that tends to happen.
I also think
you mean a top 20 player.
Yeah. I also.
What are you laughing?
I'm just reading these emails. Mike from North Reading. I just heard Fred open up a can of whoop ass, and wow, it's like seeing your friend's dad get angry for the first time.
It really is.
Oh god.
Oh my god.
But part of the problem with Bulaga, I think
there's a lot more.
Yeah, there are. There's like.
I think he was neck
emails.
And neck with Davis, and Davis went. And it's one of those things where if Davis goes, Bulaga doesn't.
I'm still very surprised that they had to trade up to get Anthony Davis. I think he would have been there.
Maybe. I think he's in the ballpark.
But
some of the things have been thrown off by
the Alu-Alu pick.
Alu-Alu, obviously, and I think by the Raiders.
Yeah,
I think
Orlando
some people
McClain.
Thought McClain
right.
would, you know, 12 on was start to be range for him.
Right.
He goes four spots early. Alu-Alu goes 45 spots early. And, you know, you've reached the point where things are starting to fly around.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the writer's mock draft.
Derek Morgan. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, Derek Morgan makes sense. They had Jason Pierre-Paul.
Yep, he's on the phone right
Jim
now.
Jim Wyatt.
Derek Morgan, better than Jason Pierre-Paul.
Absolutely.
Will be solid. I'll take solid over long-term upside any day. Dude can play.
And I'll tell you, not great, but good. And you know how I've been high on him, Andy? I'm very happy to see him go to
kind of like
Tennessee.
A Javon Kurse kind of replacement?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
He'll be coached well, and there's your Javon Kurse kind of freak kind of athlete.
So let's go to Bet
Al. Draft. The Tennessee Titans select Derek Morgan.
Defensive solid pick.
End, Georgia Tech.
Starting to pick up the seam here. I'm guys not in my top 20 who are going in the top 20.
So Derek Morgan goes to the Titans, and the 49ers are on the clock right now at number 17. So
who?
Was this their own pick?
The 49ers. They got this from the Panthers.
This is from the Panthers. Fred, why do you have internet and I don't?
I'm plugged in. I have a hard wire.
I promise you that we're not drinking.
We're not drinking.
I know it's
alcohol,
a late night primetime affair, but we are not.
Maybe I had five Diet Pepsis already.
Four. Don't exaggerate. This is what happens. This is what happens in San Diego.
Oh,
when
no.
It's beers. Now it's Diet Pepsis that you're adding to.
You had nine beers in San Diego.
Right.
And you were slurring your words.
Drunk.
But that's a difference.
You were slurring your song.
Do you guys have internet?
Yes.
Why?
Oh, because it likes us better.
Stephen Poole, UK, says, brilliant. Well done, Fred. I just made beer spray out of my nose.
We aim to please.
And what time is it there? Two, three, two?
Where?
UK?
Brilliant!
4 hours ahead, I believe.
Do they still have a big cloud over there?
They're flying planes, though.
Oh, the emails are just flowing in,
guys.
That's
all right,
great.
Is that today's phrase? Instead of reading them, you say they're just flowing in. Email, a lot of emails.
First of all, I just want to thank everyone for tuning in at this late hour, especially those of you across the pond. We'll be here until 11 o'clock tonight, and, of course, tomorrow we'll be back. What time? 6 o'clock?
6 o'clock.
Lord only knows with the monkeys we got running.
That's when we're scheduled to be on.
6:09. Time.
With F-bombs here and...
6:09 Eastern time tomorrow. Suddenly we've become like a live professional sports event where, you know, tip-off is 6:11.
It's the NFL way.
All right, so you guys are sticking with Kindle for the
why wouldn't
well,
we?
Well, yeah, he's still on the board.
We have
so.
Been saying Kindle for months.
No, but
stick with it.
All right, but let me
Andy
put it another
Andy
way.
Andy and Eric ran down a lot of candidates. Pouncey is in there.
Right.
Des Bryant has got to be
right.
involved.
So let me put it
Kindle
another way.
Is
there anyone that's on the board now that you didn't expect to be on the board at this point?
Oh, that's a well-placed question.
That's a great question, but I don't off the top of my head, I don't think so.
Bulaga is starting to reach that point for me, although I said, you know, Davis. You know what I thought Davis would be on
Ryan
the point.
Matthews, Fred.
You know what I think about
– He's not on the board.
No, he got picked by
San
Diego.
Oh, you're saying the other way.
Sorry. That's why I'm saying, is there anyone that's on there now that might make you change, you know, because you didn't expect to have him down there?
I don't know. Let's get our mock out.
Well, the thing about the tackles for me is that I thought they would be six or so taken in the first round. It might not be the exact ones in the order.
Right.
Like Andy just said, Bulaga.
And the guy from, yeah, well.
You know, but.
Davis, the Rutgers guy?
We went six for our first six, Eric, in our mock draft.
Did we?
Yeah, that's not bad, right?
That's pretty good.
Especially since we did it 18 months ago.
The writer's mock draft just had Trent Williams and Okung.
NFL Network is saying that the 49ers are taking Iupati.
Oh, that's a good pick. They're going to have a good offensive line.
Yep.
Behind what?
Why?
Don't they have Joe Staley and somebody else?
Oh, yeah.
So.
But with Frank Gore, Crabtree,
Glenn Coffee.
Now they just need a quarterback and a running back. What?
Well, they have Frank Gore. You just said with Frank
Gore. Oh, yeah. So now all he needs a quarterback.
Right, but it's kind of a big all you need.
It's true. I'm just saying. Maybe they'll get Roethlisberger.
Okay.
Kind of late now.
Yeah, they're next on the clock, too.
They had two first-round picks to give for him.
I could say something very, very inappropriate, but I won't.
Let's see.
So who are we looking at now?
Sam wants Sam
at 18.
Sam in Chicago?
She wants to know, where are we broadcasting from?
Live from Gillette Stadium here inside the press box.
The bottom of a well.
Overlooking the soccer field.
Beautiful new next-generation field turf surface here that's prepared for a Revolution soccer game.
There's actually a Revs game going on as we speak.
It's nil-nil.
Okay, hold on. Mr. Goodell has something to say.
Because I care.
The San Francisco 49ers select... Mike Iupati.
Is this the 17th pick?
It is.
Yes. Predicted by Andy and Eric. Booyah.
No one bats themselves in the back like Andy Hart.
Whoa. Excuse me. I need another one.
Gentlemen!
16th pick.
Oh, we did that one too?
To the Titans, Derek Morgan. Booyah.
See, I would really get involved in congratulations here.
This is where it's...
I know that you didn't do anything.
No, I
did. We did. We both
sat there and didn't pay attention.
No, I had to repeat myself. The answers.
I had to repeat myself.
Quote, I lost interest.
And this is the better spot to get things right, because everyone knows the top picks.
Right.
You get the middle part
when you're
better.
Nailing 16 and 17.
Yeah,
that's
we did.
Good.
You know what
we
you're
did.
Talking about.
We know what we're talking about.
That's pretty good.
Steelers
I'm not
are on the
talking
clock.
About 16 and 17 year olds.
Oh. Where did Brandon Graham go?
To Philly at
12?
13.
We had him at the 12 slot.
Mm.
Oh, 13.
By the way,
but there were trades that we didn't factor in.
If
here.
All goes to chalk,
a good mock factors that stuff in.
Next selection will be Maurkice Pouncey, center out of Florida, to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
At 80.
You know who he'd lead the way for?
Rashard
Mendenhall. Mendenhall. Well, ridiculous.
No, but it's a good pick because their offensive line was
shambles.
And if you're not going to have your Super Bowl winning quarterback, you're going to have to run the ball this year. So you better get an offensive lineman. Mendenhall's career could end with 450 carries. Paul and I were joking about it because Dennis Dixon and Charlie Batch and who's the other guy? Byron Leftwich.
Yeah, that's right.
They don't have any stability there. I mean, I guess Leftwich is a former starter.
Oh, I lost interest in this guy. I just saw his highlight tape.
Dennis, Mike Iupati is phenomenal.
He's the best.
Best lineman in the draft.
He's the best lineman in the draft.
Ridiculous hair. I don't
like that. Oh, well.
No, Samoans are allowed to have ridiculous hair.
I know.
That's the one rule. The exception that makes the rule. You don't know the rules at all.
I'm kidding.
I told you. Players that end.
Palomalu has ridiculous hair. I would take him on my team.
Players that come from places that end in A-N can play. He's either Tongan or Samoan.
Oh, my God.
Aye.
German.
American. Hawaiian.
That's a state.
Ethiopian.
By the way, one of our listeners wants to know why we're up in the press box. That's where all the action takes place with Belichick press conferences.
If he does one.
Well, yeah. And
we should say
the
that.
Conference,
sometimes he
the
doesn't.
Conference calls from the players who are picked. So we have to kind of be up here to get
all the real media
covered.
Is here as well, tweeting. And some other things that I said last year at this time that I won't be saying.
Just pick your vowels carefully.
What do you got over there, Chris? What's the matter?
He's just listening. Okay. Alex from Glasgow wants to know, I did not see Dez Bryant being here at this point, but I see the Steelers picking him before he reaches us. What's your thought?
That's what they need, another immature trouble.
Yeah, seriously. They just got rid of an immature
I mean, people are saying they're going to draft Tebow because they need to get just, like, stability.
It took me 48 hours to actually think that maybe I was wrong and that the Rooney family was legitimately entertaining thoughts of getting rid of Roethlisberger for those kinds of reasons. If they turn around and draft Dez Bryant after that,
oh yeah,
here comes the kid. Oh, hold on, hold on,
hard.
Hold on.
Okay, you're a bad person.
He's a former fat kid. I can say it.
Here's my friend from the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Oh, nice, Andy.
And
nice.
A
job.
Steelers fan from Florence, Kentucky.
Oh, he's
Zachary
nervous.
Hatfield.
He gets to make the pick.
With the 18th pick in the 2010 draft, the Pittsburgh Steelers select Marquise Pouncey, center.
Wow. Eric and Andy, three for three.
Good
in the PFW mock.
In the middle of the round, too.
Where are the other people? Oh, we're kicking ass and taking names, Eric.
As usual.
I'll tell you.
Seriously, we're making Kuiper look bad. We're making, well, Rang looks okay.
I congratulate you because that's a very impressive three pick.
We are the champions.
I am equal parts right now relieved.
Well, Patriots fans everywhere are cheering.
But also bummed out.
You wanted to be,
I really didn't. I wanted
them
Pouncey
to
be available and the Patriots not to pick him.
Well.
But I'll have to settle for the fact that we didn't take a backup with our first round pick.
Glenn and Newburyport this year.
And I mean a backup, by the way, a backup for the Patriots.
Yeah, right. That 5 hour energy.
Glenn in Newburyport wants to know, Andy, who's ridiculous this year?
Ridiculous.
Other than Sam Bradford?
Sam Bradford is ridiculous. CJ Spiller could be ridiculous. Mike Iupati, in all seriousness,
he's the best lineman in the draft. He's
so is Logan Mankins.
Yeah, but
he's not ridiculous.
Yeah, but Paul,
in
a draft where the tackles are really,
you can always get a guy
underrated.
Paul,
this guy
plays defense.
This guy stands out.
You're not going to play both ways in the pros.
Why not?
Because you don't do
that.
Not
from a place that
not
at
that position.
AM.
Yeah, that's too much of a beating.
I'm sure he'll be a fine player. Fine player. He's
Wait a minute. You know, Richard Seymour played offense.
Going to be a fine.
He played one play at fullback.
He played goal line fullback. Oh. Why can't he play goal line D tackle?
It's not the same.
Why is it different?
I'm not saying he'll never play down on defense. I'm
goal
saying
line
he won't
D tackle.
Be a regular on both sides.
When they run on it, say goal line. He could run on.
He's not going to be Chuck Bednarik. All right.
Right. That's my point. Thank you, Fred.
Well, I didn't mean, you know, me in high school and go both ways.
See what I did?
Oh boy. Oh, yeah, God. Both ways. We know what you mean.
Thank you, Fred. Fred's on fire tonight.
Where's the rim shot?
Can't read.
Is there anybody in the studio down there?
Do we need to swear again?
Oh, God.
PJ in Philly wants
it's
to
there.
Know, just wondering what you thought about the Eagles trading up to get Brandon Graham. Would you be happy if the Pats took Dez Bryant?
No.
I would.
I don't like him.
No.
I don't want him.
I would be excited about taking Dez Bryant, but scared at the same time. Does that make any sense?
Well,
he would worry me. He would concern me. But I think he's talented.
Yep.
And that would be an exciting pick. But it's a boomer bust. Like I think that's the way you
kinda
always
like
put
it. Kind of like
your first time. A real boomer bust pick.
Let's see. Rich Lindsay
that was
says
boom on
we
bust.
Boom on her bust.
Yeah.
Hello.
Let me just tell you, he just flustered me in the middle of that.
Rich Lindsay
what?
Says.
What are you doing for
there's her? A monkey walking around. What do you want, monkey?
Chris, what are
you
doing?
You getting a what?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you getting a port for me?
Oh, you open
any port in a storm, buddy.
Rich Lindsay says, we just tuned in because you guys are way more entertaining than the stiffs at NFL Network.
Damn the right. Only thing we don't
have
is...
They're not allowed to swear. really?
Again, Fred, neither are we.
maybe more entertaining, but not more
And I don't even think we played the little, please do not be offended if you hear something.
No. Well, we might have, but we couldn't hear it.
Really excited to see who the Pats pick. I wish it was Kyle Wilson, as I'm a huge Broncos fan.
No, it's not going to be Kyle
Wilson. Give us a big shout-out if you dare. We are the University of Bristol Barracuda AFC. We went 7-1 this year.
Nice. Well
good.
Done.
Shout out.
Yep.
Bristol Barracuda.
So there you go.
Sean Weatherspoon. Didn't have him.
Oh.
Who'd he
Falcons.
Atlanta.
A lot of other people did, though.
And
huh?
Falcons.
John in South Carolina says, dogging the kid from the Make-A-Wish is worse than Fred's F-bomb.
Yeah, I agree.
No question about it.
I agree. I didn't know he was from Make-A-Wish. I apologize.
Typical Andy Hart behavior.
Okay. But Texans, Bengals, then Patriots. Kindle's still on the board.
Sean Weatherspoon was the next pick.
For who?
For the Falcons.
That's not a bad pick for them.
Here comes
who did we have?
Kyle Wilson.
We
this
had
pick.
Earl Thomas. He couldn't. Happen.
Kyle Wilson or McCurdy.
Who we got here?
Texans.
Texans.
Really? We went Taylor Mays. What the
I'm
hell?
I'm going cornerback here.
Eric made that pick.
Yeah, everybody's saying Texans are going to go defense. So,
well, there was a lot of speculation on Spiller if he slipped.
Taylor Mays makes sense then.
Except he can't play defense.
Yeah, but
Texans might not know that. See, they've gone defense. They need to go. They need a safety.
That's why Taylor Mays makes sense.
They could use a safety. Son, they had Bernard Pollard last year at the great game against us.
I don't think he's that good, though. I mean, Taylor Mays and Bernard Pollard.
where he phantom tackled Wes Welker and caused the knee
blew
injury.
Out his second ACL in 2 years for Patriots. Nate Allen, Morgan Burnett, guys that are kind of considered second-round picks.
Yeah.
But Taylor Mays is who knows what he's considered. That'd be great if we hit here. I'd start really...
don't forget who made that pick, Ben, you just said.
Me. If it's right, it was me. If
you
it's
are
wrong,
an habitual liar.
You're my Pioli. I'm Belichick. If it's right, it's me. If it's wrong, you go to Kansas City, and I blame you.
Kieran from Ireland says all the drunks want Dez Bryant.
For Christ's sake.
Well, good to know. You'd know all the drunks. You got another one of those five-hour energies over there? How many
do,
of these
actually.
Can you drink in one night?
I do. Do you want it?
No. I'm pretty sure you're not supposed to have more
They're
than one.
They're called five-hour energy for a reason.
I want okay, I'm pretty sure you're not supposed to have more than one.
Yeah!
Directions that last longer than 5 hours.
Dagmar from Miami. Fred, what the F is going on?
Sweating.
Right now, Dagmar's saying,
that was a great one.
Yeah.
Keep it up. Let's get Kendall Bulaga or the Penn State kid.
Odrick.
Odrick is out
there. Yeah, he's out there.
We need to revisit the Alu Alu at 10 to the Jags when Fred said, who? How do you spell it? I can't find him in our lads anymore. You'd never heard that name, right, Fred?
What's that?
Alu Alu?
I had heard it, but I forgot about it.
That's a bad
honestly.
Pick.
Honestly.
It's a terrible pick.
Yeah, that was
that's a second
that's
round
the big
player.
Reach so far.
Yeah, just plug it in?
That's the big reach so far.
What?
Oh, yeah. I think that's really the only real
it's the reach.
Reach
of the draft.
I mean, I thought Joe Hayden went earlier than he should have, but he was a consensus top, 15 guy.
Well, if you want to pick nits, as Mike Mayock says.
Oh, God, what a stupid
And phrase. If I were picking nits, he'd be my nit Jeez. And my wit, too.
I think Joe Hayden was a reach at 7, but...
Why didn't he plug this in?
Alu Alu.
Alu Alu.
You know,
Alu,
that to
Alu,
me is a round and a half Alu, before he should have been taken.
Rob
to break anything.
Rob from Arlington, Virginia wants each of us to give us
How's
one pick
doing?
That if the Patriots took it, we would have to say, I resign.
At this point.
Well, they took some of the guys out of the way.
Yeah, at this point.
Nobody.
Pouncey's gone. That would have made me say that.
I'd say Kyle Wilson.
I resign.
Oh, I like him.
He's okay.
Wilson,
but
he's a good player. At 22?
Well, because
I think Kyle Wilson
maybe
might be
10
taken
picks
right here
too high. But
I think Kyle Wilson should play right here for the Texans.
Yeah, if Hayden's off the board, he may be the next best corner.
Yeah, because I talked McCourty to John McClain wanted Hayden.
Kareem Jackson's in play as the next best corner, but pretty much everybody thought it was Hayden and then everybody else. And Wilson is certainly in that mix.
A guy that would make me say I resign. Oh, yo, don't forget Dan Williams, by the way. He's still on the board.
I got one for you.
Yeah.
His initials are T-T.
Tim Tebow
would resign.
I resign. Tim Tebow would
now, would you resign
that.
If...
We have a trade to announce.
No.
No?
No, because I'm expecting that.
Oh. So,
I would be upset about it.
So no office, huh?
If Kindle were available and they trade down, I would be upset about that.
I'm hearing fuzz again. Did you turn
I've
the
been
fuzz
hearing
up,
it the, I've been hearing it the whole time.
Now you don't hear it, right?
Right.
Yeah, but I kind of... This is our great connection to the studio that let fuzz...
Right.
So I kind of have to
so
keep
all
it
the,
open.
So all the drop-ins that we're getting and the participation from
in
the,
all
from
seriousness,
the producer?
I, can we kill
that's
it?
The kind of stuff that we need that fuzz for?
I think they both might be dangling from their shoelaces after the tongue-lashing.
I'm still here, guys.
Open up a can in person.
Cedric says, Andy is on fire. My gosh, keep on bringing it. Paul, everything you say makes sense. Don't worry. Fred was awesome with the F-bomb. The show was awesome.
Thank you very much.
So all I have to do is drive
Eric's
an F-bomb.
Here.
Eric's here, by the way.
Screw you.
Is we got to pick. We got to pick. Yeah, it's very
I'm sweating my
jersey. You just had a five-hour energy.
Right, hold on.
Oh, Texans.
That's because you're on fire.
With the 20th pick in the 2010 NFL draft,
could we have Eric?
The Houston Texans select Kareem Jackson.
PFW right again.
Now, that was Mike Reese's pick in his blog.
Oh, thank God he's gone.
So Kareem Jackson gone, a cornerback out of Alabama.
Yeah.
Would you resign if Taylor Mays was the pick?
Oh.
Resign? No. I think he's overrated.
Take a leave of absence?
Yeah.
Go Urban Meyer and take the weekend off?
I think he's overrated, but I think that they could use an upgraded safety. I do. I think Merriweather's
Oh, you're talking about Merriweather.
Merriweather's a jag. even though he went to the Pro Bowl. I know there's not a lot of Pro Bowl Jags out there, but I think he's one of them.
Yeah, there are. Vince Young, all the quarterbacks in the AFC.
Well, you know what I'm saying. Kareem Jackson I liked. Maybe not a first-round pick, though.
Okay, gets beat deep a lot, I noticed. And sometimes recovers and sometimes doesn't.
He was an underneath guy. He was a cut-underneath guy.
Yeah.
Those guys are dangerous. It's
sometimes
kinda...
when you cut under, they go over.
Terrell Buckley.
Oh, we got
you know
a lunch. We got a lunch offer here.
All right, but right now we're at 21. The Bengals are on
insane.
The clock.
I liked Kyle Wilson.
Will
better than
will that
Kareem
be a box
Jackson.
Lunch?
Bengals. Oh,
who's up to 21?
Bengals will go with Jermaine Gresham.
According to the PFW blog,
that's a good pick. Eric.
That's what we went with. That's what.
So the question, ooh. Everybody.
I also think you got to think Dez Bryant here, but
he's an option.
Gresham is a good pick.
Yeah,
they need a tight end. It's
they were talking about they have the outside guys.
Oh yeah, we saw it on the Hard Knocks.
They've got two outside guys. They say they want to take care of the middle of the field for Carson Palmer. So that would be a tight end. So
who are their outside guys? Chad Johnson and who?
They brought in.
I don't know who they have. Oh, they traded to someone.
Yeah, yeah.
Bryant.
Antonio Bryant.
Antonio Bryant.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
The Bucks guy.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
And Dallas.
They didn't trade for him. They signed him.
Was I off that weekend or something?
That was a long time ago.
That is not on my radar.
That was an early free agent.
I'm going to start buying some of those Lindy's.
So
guys.
The question that a lot of our
stop talking, Fred.
Hey, girl.
Aaron Andrews just came on TV.
It's just like the regular
overrated.
Show.
Overrated.
That erection won't last 5 hours.
Let me tell you something.
I like your boobs.
You don't watch Dancing with the Stars at all, do you?
No, I don't.
You wouldn't say she's overrated.
Well, everybody on that show looks
I'd
good.
I'd like to palm her desert.
No, that like
I don't even know what that means, but
it said she was in Palm Desert.
I know, but what does Palm a Desert
not
mean?
Not everybody looks great on that show.
You know?
Does that mean
know.
Pound sand?
I don't know.
Like Kate,
I'd like to pound something, but it ain't sand.
John and Kate plus H, he's on that
Actually,
show.
I should be careful. Yeah. The last not guy that went down great. This route's doing 2 years in prison
right,
for her.
Who's this?
Not sure if I like her or not.
We're on the radio.
yeah, but most of the... Well, no.
Hey, Fred.
Aaron Andrews,
we're watching
right.
ESPN,
hey,
by the
hey,
way.
Fred.
If
hey,
Fred.
Hey, Jan, with two N's.
Yeah.
Hey, girl.
Just got a call from Chris with a TIAN. He said that, according to Schefter, we've traded with Denver.
What?
Now we're getting phone calls that...
So Denver wants to move up. We've traded already?
So
we're not even...
We're not even on the clock and we're trading?
We just disregard the team that doesn't have any scouts.
Oh, yeah, it says...
The rumor I'm hearing.
Oh, no.
No.
Where
Bengals
are
up, and then where next?
We're hearing... We're at Tim Tebow's house?
Well, there's a rumor going around that we've traded with the Broncos.
Oh, because they're going
to
so take Tebow?
Take Tebow and they think we might have?
I don't – well, wow. Why would we trade out then? We, we wouldn't make
– What am I doing?
Did you hear what I said? They think
we're going to take
we
Tebow.
Might have.
Just lost all my
Obviously, if we were going to, we wouldn't be trading.
Right, right.
But they don't know that.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so Bengals are still on the clock. Will the Patriots use this 22? Have they traded with the Broncos? We don't know for sure.
Well, let's just put it this way.
And I do know for
PFT
sure.
PFT
right
is
now,
reporting it too.
Traded down.
What did I tell you? Sam, I predicted that. Free lunch for me.
Everybody that thought that the Patriots
out.
Were going to trade down is they're right.
We
they
traded
have,
out?
No, they traded down to the 24th
Hold on.
Spot.
His Cincinnati's.
Hold on.
NFL drafts. The Cincinnati Bengals select Jermaine Gresham.
PFT.
I was right with that pick too.
Very good. Very good.
I?
Okay, we.
Thank you.
Now I'm magnanimous. I say we. When you say, oh, well, it's my pick if we get it right.
What is going on?
All right. Jermaine Gresham goes to the Bengals. Now the Broncos are on the clock. The Patriots have traded out of the 22nd spot with the Broncos. They are now in the 24th spot. We don't know the details of that trade yet. Hopefully we'll get that soon.
Oh, by the way, if we didn't trade, the 945 estimation would have been right on.
D-nuts.
Yeah,
941.
You're right.
We're up at pick number 22. Very interesting. I think this is very interesting because you know the Patriots aren't taking anybody at 24, too, right?
Well, I don't know.
They're going further down.
I think I would assume they're going further down.
They'll go further down until they end up all the way out of the first
round. We can probably assume that they picked up a third rounder,
correct?
Right?
I think that's safe because the Broncos picked up a couple of
third rounder to move down two spots?
Right.
Absolutely.
Or the fourth round. Didn't the Broncos get a fourth rounder in one of the earlier trades?
They got two-thirds and a fourth.
Sergio Kindle still on the board.
Right.
And then the Packers come after the Broncos. Right. They're probably not going to take him.
Well, I've seen Kindle slotted to
I'll
the Packers.
I'll tell you who the Broncos
have
take right here.
What?
James Clausen.
Jimmy?
They just got the other Notre Dame kid.
Although, wait a minute. Who picks after? Who picks 23?
The Packers.
It makes no sense to trade up, though. The Patriots weren't going to take Clausen, and the Packers weren't going to take Clausen.
Hey, Adam and Prescott.
Maybe it is Tebow. I don't know.
Adam in Presque Isle, Maine says that the fans at Radio City were chanting, "She said no," during the Steelers pick.
Well done, New Yorkians.
So,
or New Yorkers. Yeah, whichever way you want to
look at it. Chicken,
if they ever want to play on my team, they better be New Yorkians, so they add an A-N-S.
Chicken writes in, "I want Sergio Kindle. I honestly think he'll help the Pats greatly with the loss of Seymour. I'm happy we got Holt. We need receivers. Edelman will not be able to fully cover for Wes Welker. We also need corners, but the safety spot is fine. We do not need Tim Tebow. Brady will work for the time being." Wow.
Brady will work?
Wow.
That's what we... Brady will work.
That's
he's
what
fine.
That's what it's come down
Brady's
to.
Brady's serviceable.
Huh?
I mean,
yeah, Brady will work.
Paul in London believes that the Broncos will be taking Demaryius Thomas.
That's intriguing.
Makes sense.
They got rid of their receiver.
What if they go Dez Bryant?
Sox offense exploding once again, down 3-9 in the eighth.
Freddie, Dez Bryant, Broncos?
Yeah, could be. Kevin from Reading says that Pouncey had a medallion the size of a hubcap and then kissed some dude on the lips. So,
nice. Marquise is his name.
Questionable.
Nice.
Oh, hey now.
Adam from South Portland, Maine, you guys are great. I was really pulling for the pass to get Pierre Paul. Too bad. Any other defensive studs we could get?
Kindle.
Sergio Kindle.
Yeah. Kindle is
Hello.
Still. What's the subject's headline, Andy Hart? What's yeah. that?
So.
Better.
By the way, you and I put together the mock draft.
Matter of fact, I think it was Eric.
Eric is really steaming about
jealousy
this.
Jealousy is not
blame
becoming.
Him. Andy told me he lost interest very
Thou
early
shalt
in that
not
mock
covet
draft.
Another's something. You're a religious guy. You know those Ten
Neighbor's
Commandments.
Wife.
I stopped the movie before we got to that
I know.
Point.
There you go, mocking the Ten Commandments
as soon
again.
As the fire bush came
not,
out.
Not sure where Paul in London's
the
getting...
The was in there?
Excuse
sure
me?
Where Paul in London's getting he his info, me. But he's saying we're getting a fourth rounder from Denver.
We need a third.
As I predicated.
As you predicated.
How come you guys are having absolutely no computer problems?
I don't know. Maybe because we're not using
Maybe
words
your
like
head is getting in the way of the Wi-Fi going to your...
Yeah, that one petered out on you, huh, Fred?
I think people understood what I was trying to get at.
Fred's the only comic in the world. You have to fill in the punchline.
Break it up
you know the
what I meant.
Oh, my God. No way we keep this up all weekend.
Stripper says Nike's new campaign for Big Ben is just do it, even if she says no.
Well done, strippers.
Speaking
well
of
done.
Strippers, I'm glad to hear from him because with all these Oklahoma guys getting taken in the first round, I was a little worried that he might be a little overexcited. What do we have, four guys? Five guys.
Burgers?
Four Oklahoma guys in the first round, right?
I wanted to bring up something strippers.
Yeah, Gresham makes four.
Bradford, McCoy, Williams and Gresham.
Yeah.
I want to bring up something. Strippers. The commissioner's going to get in the way.
Here we go.
It's such an unhappy.
New England has traded the 22nd pick to Denver.
Because that's what they're obligated to do.
And with the 22nd pick in the 2010 NFL draft, the Denver Broncos select Demaryius Thomas.
Oh, well done. Good call. Who was that?
That was, I think, Paul in London told us that.
Well done, Paul. You're a pond away, but you're right today.
Jeez.
You're unbelievable.
John in South Carolina says if the Patriots trade down and get a third round pick and walk away with Kindle, I'll buy lunch.
Well, they got a fourth rounder, you said, for
well,
that?
I already have lunch coming
not
from
verified, but that's
Sam
what
in Chicago for my correct prediction that the Patriots would trade down.
You predicted they'd trade out, so you're not right until they're out of the first round.
No, but that's still trading
besides
down.
Besides the fact that you did
you
go
said
with the,
out,
you did
not
go
down.
With, and you did go with the conventional, too. I mean, they were going to trade.
We did not, Eric, have Denver taking Demaryius Thomas
at
22.
I don't think we had
well,
Demaryius Thomas
Well, that's basically
in the first
because
round.
Denver wasn't at 22.
I like Thomas, although I
he has big thighs, right?
He's a risk, though.
He's a project.
This guy tells
yes.
But he might have, he has a lot of upside. I don't think he's as finished a receiver as Dez Bryant, but I guess, all the other stuff that, comes with Dez Bryant is
no
knocking
question.
Him down.
No question. Dez Bryant's a better receiver.
Yeah.
No question.
Steven Westford, Andy, every 5-hour energy you drink makes the show five times better. Try another. If Belichick takes Tebow, I'll run naked down Route 1, and nobody wants to see that.
Going streaking!
I have agreed with Andy
about
everything
place.
He has ever said about Tim
We're
Tebow.
Going
I'm a self-righteous douchebag,
the
and I poop in my mouth every time I hear him talk.
Thank you.
Steven Westford. See, now, you know what? I've turned on Tebow. I think the league needs more of him and less of the other crud that's going around, so... I'm not as off a Tebow as other people are.
The whole
why does it have to be one or the other? Why does
it doesn't
have to be a
it like, doesn't? But
James Sanders is a good player and a good guy.
I don't mind the balance that Tebow brings. You know, I'll
balance. He can't play, Fred.
No, that's not true.
He's a good person.
No.
So let's start draft. Let's go to all these great schools and good Samaritans.
See, I'm not
Myron Roll.
I'm not.
How is Tim Tebow better than Myron Roll? Tell me how Tim Tebow's better than Myron Roll.
He's a two-time Heisman winner. And
no, he's not.
One-time Heisman winner.
Yes, he is.
He was and he was
like the draft special when they announced Brewski as a two-time Pro Bowler.
And he was a runner-up the other year, and he brought his team to a national championship.
I'm talking about as a pro prospect.
He's a freaking winner, and he's a great athlete, and I think
he's... Who won more games, him or Colt McCoy?
It doesn't really matter.
You just said he was a winner, and Colt McCoy won more games.
Colt McCoy is the all-time winningest quarterback in college football history.
Yeah.
Who won more bowl games?
He's a great guy. Should you take him, too?
Who won more bowl games, him or Pat White?
I think somebody is going to take Colt McCoy, and I think they're going to try to make him the starting quarterback.
But they're not going to try to make him the centerpiece of their civilization the way people are going to try to do with Tim Tebow.
Well,
that's Andy's point.
I can't help.
And it's not one or the other. Sam Bradford is a good guy who can play.
Look,
the number one pick in this draft is a perfect example.
Look, I can't help what other people are going to try to make Tim Tebow. I think that he is going to be a successful quarterback in the NFL. He's not going to make the Hall of Fame. He's not going to, you know, he might make a Pro Bowl. I don't even think he might do that. But he's going to be a successful quarterback in this league, and he's going to have a good career.
If he doesn't make a Pro Bowl, then he's not a successful quarterback in this league.
Well, I'm not so sure about that. I mean, you know, there's
a
lot
deep.
Of other good quarterbacks. Well,
they go nine deep.
I'll give you
that's a Pro Bowl.
Maybe a good quarterback who's never been to a Pro Bowl.
Well, nowadays.
That's not in like his first year.
Well, he's playing nowadays, not in the
70s. Let's put it this way. I'm separating the guys who make it because five guys in front of them, you know, beg out of Hawaii. I'm saying
I'm telling you who hasn't made a Pro Bowl that you think is a good quarterback.
I don't have the list.
I'm not saying that a Pro Bowl being a Pro Bowler makes you a good quarterback. I'm saying who hasn't made that is a good quarterback.
I'll go back on that. In today's day and age, with everyone, he'll probably go to a Pro Bowl eventually.
See, I don't think he ever will.
Nah.
With all the guys that back out.
No.
I don't think he's ever going to be a starting quarterback. So I can't put him in the Pro Bowl.
Well, see, I do. So that's the big difference.
Right.
Ben in Vermont wants to know if we take Brian Bulaga at 22.
That would make me resign.
How about
that? You guys were looking for that. Yeah. That I'll resign.
And Dez Bryant, of course.
There you go, Andy. You're all set.
We'd be okay with Dez Bryant.
Guess we're 4.5 hours into that.
No, I don't have internet.
Why is it bothering you so much?
Because I want to blog.
We're on the radio. We can't really blog when we're on
the radio. I can do two things at once.
Kevin in High Point, North Carolina, wants to know, are we sure that Kindle won't be another Golston? If not, why do you feel that way?
Because Golston wasn't considered a run stopper. Kindle is.
Right. He's a
considered a more well-rounded prospect.
And, whole
that's what I wanted to bring up. Strippers sent me a quote from Trent Williams. Not Brent. He played here, I believe. Right?
Yes.
Trent Williams?
Brent Williams did.
Trent Williams, top tackle prospect in this year's draft out of Oklahoma, Big 12, Texas, was asked who the best defender he went up against was, who he didn't practice against, not a teammate.
And he
and
said...
he went Sergio Kindle because he's big, strong, fast, everything you don't want to face.
Uh-huh.
That means something to me when players say another player is great.
Well, especially when a good player says
they
that.
Don't have to. I don't think there's
That's
any.
The fourth overall pick in the draft said that Sergio Kindle was the toughest opponent he ever faced.
Is there any reason? I mean, does he owe Sergio Kindle any smoke?
And I don't think, you know, I just want to state this. We all like Kindle, but that doesn't mean he's like a guaranteed lock to be this great player. We think he's a good player. We like his measurables. We like his motor.
Here comes Goodell.
We think he's a good player. It doesn't mean he's going to be a star.
The 23rd pick in the 2010 NFL Draft, the Green Bay Packers select Brian Bulaga.
Wow. So you don't have to resign, Paul.
That's good.
Here's the details of the Patriots trade. The Patriots have acquired the 24th and 113th, which is in the fourth round for the Broncos in exchange for their 22nd. So
we got a fourth rounder. We got to get a third at some point.
No, two in the fourth. One in the first, three in the second.
Right.
Two in the fourth.
Two in the fourth.
Putting up some crooked numbers. It's a good baseball game.
For every pick in the fourth, you know, you get another pick in the second.
Look at that. If that doesn't tell me solid offensive lineman, that view. What do you got there?
All right. The Patriots are on the clock. So according to Real Patriots, the draft room is very active.
Well, it should be.
So they're going to trade again?
So I don't know if that means
well, they
that
should be. They could be calling
Kindle
prospects.
Kindle's been on the clock all the time. No, if they were taking Kindle, they wouldn't be active. This means they're trading. You're going to be right. They're going to trade out.
I think they're trading down again.
I'm going to vomit on my microphone.
Bad for all those people over there. In the
Ken Walter says the blog just went down.
What did you say?
Yeah.
He just says he can't connect to the blog, and he wants to know if someone is going to trade up to 24 to get Clawson.
Well, that's the thing, is you have to find a partner right now.
Right.
Who needs a quarterback? Well, everybody does. Could be anybody.
The Browns, the Bills.
Seriously, everybody.
The Raiders.
That was an Andy Hart, like, inner dialogue with myself.
Adam Schefter is predicting the Patriots are going to go defense with this pick.
Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, yeah.
I'm not even – I was going to make that sarcastic comment, but with Belichick, who knows? You could take a kicker.
So,
what are you hearing? Sebastian Janikowski.
Strippers is predicting the Patriots are going to take Dez Bryant.
I'm going Kindle. I've been going Kindle forever.
We're
sticking with Kindle.
I'm going down with the ship.
Adam Schefter is saying that Dez Bryant's going to Baltimore.
Jared Odrick is still in play, by the way. And Odrick, is it Odrick or Odrick?
Dez Bryant can't go to Baltimore if the Patriots take him first.
Anyone?
Adam
Mueller?
What?
Odrick or Odrick?
We've been saying Odrick, but Jared then somebody Odrick? Said the guy with the pipes at the NFL.
Yeah, Adam Schefter said, by the way, defense, not Dez Bryant.
No. He said to Baltimore. They're next after us.
Right. Yeah, but he predicted.
No, I know, but Dez Bryant's going to Baltimore. Well, not if the Patriots take him or trade, and whoever trades in takes him. Dallas Cowboys.
How about them Cowboys?
I'd be a good trading partner. Jeronius. So,
everyone is repeating Schefter's prediction that they're going to go defense. I don't think that's a big reach.
No, we've all been predicting defense all along.
I think you have to go defense with this pick.
So it's got to be Kindle.
So it has to be, yeah.
Spinner from St. Johnsbury, Vermont. With the Patriots trading down, do you think Golden Tate could be the pick?
In the second round.
Not at 24.
Not at 24.
No, not at 24.
Okay. Let's see. Dagmar from Miami likes Taylor Mays in the second round.
I'd be intrigued.
Sure. Seeing how everything is playing so far, he may be pissed, and this probably motivates him to play with a chip on his shoulder, and I love that. Also, knowing that he is already a workout freak, he may double that just to prove himself he is a better pick than what so far is going. He's going to be taken for.
You know, when we watch the film on these guys, in a lot of the highlight tapes that we see, they make every single guy look like a star. I mean, every guy is making plays. Every guy, he is one of, I would say, a small handful over the years that we've done these college tapes that actually didn't look good on his tape.
Right.
He made about 5 hits with the back of his shoulder. He turns and
he
coils.
Doesn't even make big hits.
He doesn't make big hits.
Right. He's got a little Merriweather in him, but he's much bigger than Merriweather.
He shies away from contact.
But he should hit.
He thinks he's like Rodney Harrison. He runs around like he's Rodney Harrison.
And he should
be. When he gets there, he turns his body and coils.
But, I mean, he's like 6'2", 220. He should be Rodney Harrison. He's big.
I would like to see some more film and some guys that watch USC on a more regular basis than we do. I'd like to see his ability to range in center. You know, can he play center field? Can he get, you know, can he play that deep middle? Can he do those kinds of things in coverage? Because I wasn't impressed with his ability to be a physical safety at all.
Calls are coming into the war room, supposedly, is what I'm hearing.
This is what we're
tweeting
out?
How are you hearing?
Real
Patriots. That's what we're tweeting out?
That's what we're tweeting out.
Calls are coming in.
Right.
If they trade out,
why is this a prediction by strippers?
Pain.
About Odrick, or is he hurt? Odrick, is he hearing something?
Odrick has been on. He's definitely
because
play.
He usually has info when he writes to us.
That won't be an I resign pick, but I won't like it.
I won't like
fun.
It either.
There's nothing fun about that pick.
Right. I like exciting players. I don't like.
I know.
3-4 run stuffing defensive ends.
Who we had the best at that position that everybody tries to get and then traded.
Yeah.
And now we're going to use a first round pick. What we got for that guy to get that guy, which I just don't get about that guy.
Another one of those arguments by himself.
Brian,
I get it. I get you.
Quote from Brian Bulaga: I'm ecstatic to be a Packer.
Most wanted to be a Packer.
That's one thing I've always admired about him.
I've always wanted to be a Packer.
And like Eric said, strippers is saying that the pick is going to be Odrick for the Patriots.
I won't be excited for that pick.
You won't be excited for that pick.
No.
Well, yeah.
But no one was Kindle still on the board.
And no one was excited when Seymour came.
Oh,
that's true.
That was my original reason.
That's
resignation. Right.
Paul was.
There's nothing exciting about
that.
Now that we've had Seymour, I just... That guy is doomed to fail.
They're going to trade.
Because he's Richard Seymour.
2 minutes left, they're going
to
trade.
He has to be Richard, right? Good call, Eric. I don't know.
Well, we'll see.
They would have made the pick by now. If Kindle's available, there would have need to waste time.
Where's this Odrick coming from? Strippers, give me more information.
Kevin in North Carolina, if we can still get the guy we want in the first round and collect picks for ammo later, then I like it. If we just keep trading down, I'm frustrated. But unless you can get the guy you want. So... I mean, if they keep trading down and they end up with Sergio Kindle, aren't we all happy
but
about
Well, yeah, I guess.
Well,
yeah,
I would be, but
you keep risking other teams jumping in and getting
him. But
if you
get him.
If I can get Kindle at 44, then I want a better player at 22. Now I can get two guys. I know 22 is gone, but I just... It's like they trade down and then don't get David Harris, or they trade down and... Good players come off the board. Take some of them.
All right.
If they could get Kindle, you know, later on, yeah, I'd be happy with that, Freddie. I think he's a good player. I don't care where
the Patriots are talking to Dallas.
I just
said that was a good call by somebody.
To me.
So. Dallas wants up to get Dez Bryant.
Yeah.
So, and give it to him.
How far down is Dallas now?
Three spots to 27.
So I have time to go wee-wee?
Dallas,
sure, telling me?
27, yeah. Well, it's already on NFL.com already.
We've already traded with the Cowboys.
There was no chance they were making that pick.
Drones abound.
Get ready for the second round, folks.
I have no internet, and I've just lost interest in the first round since we're apparently just trading out.
So 14 now picks later than predicted by Paul Perillo.
This is legitimate.
I agree.
Everybody in that room over there in that draft party is losing interest.
Yep.
Which is why I suggested Andy and I came up with the thing. The team PFW noodled, Fred, and you agreed. Next year for the draft party, let's pitch this.
Right.
We'll have 17 second-round picks. Let's make it Friday night, draft party.
Right.
We'll know we're going to take guys.
Right.
We can bring in, by the off chance that we actually make a first-round selection, we can bring them into the draft party on Friday night as an added carrot.
Give people some value
for
their money.
To get people to go. So, Team PFW.
Got it. So can we assume that Dallas is going to take Dez Bryant with this pick?
That's a safe assumption.
I would assume so. Did we have anything?
Or a tackle. Is there any... maybe Bruce Campbell.
Dez Bryant looking celebratory on television here in DeSoto, Texas.
Good for you. I'm rooting for this guy. I think this guy was unfairly cast as a
So Dez Bryant goes to the Cowboys.
I'm going to tell you, he's not exactly going to a place that breeds
he's
character guys.
Staying close to home and everything, but this is like what Mike Florio today said on Pro Football Talk. This is a team that can afford to do it because the decision maker is the ultimate decision maker.
So
no one's losing a job.
And
this
team
pitch.
Is also a team that we talked about this thing. I don't know if we discussed it on the air. I read somewhere that a scout had said the first thing he would do if he drafted Dez Bryant is hire somebody to essentially be his personal coach.
Yeah.
The Cowboys could do that. I mean, isn't that what they essentially did with Pac-Man Jones?
Yeah.
You know, he got into a fight with that guy and that ran him out of town.
Right.
But I mean, Jerry Jones could hire a guy.
More importantly, do the Patriots get a third round pick from the Cowboys from this? You'd have to assume that that's part of the deal,
I wouldn't think
so,
no.
I don't know yet.
Moving down three spots and getting a better pick if you're going further down.
Well, what else are they going to get?
They got a four.
Yeah, the team that traded with you had to move up further.
But it's a less valuable pick.
Yeah, but there was a higher jump. So it's
but a less
worth
valuable
more,
pick.
But a higher jump.
But a less valuable pick.
But they move more picks.
Why don't we just get the damn trade chart?
All I'm asking is do we get a third rounder? That's what I want to know.
Hamza in Toronto says another
epic pick. Oh, that's the Dez Bryant.
That's the Dez Bryant pick.
To the Dallas Cowboys.
Where's that trade chart?
With the 24th pick in the 2010 NFL draft, the Dallas Cowboys select Dez Bryant. Wide receiver.
Isn't this the spot where Moss was taken?
60.
Was he 24th?
Paul Perillo
from the Vikings,
something like that. Yeah.
It's valued at the 117th pick in the draft, a fourth-round pick.
According to downstairs, the Patriots get the Cowboys' 27th pick and their 90th.
Holy
in
Christ!
In exchange for the 24th and 119th.
And what round would 90 be?
Third.
And there was another pick involved from us. We had to trade him a four.
Got a third.
We gave up that 119 that we just got.
Oh, if that's what you consider a victory, then you're a loser.
We got the 113 from Denver, didn't we?
Oh, was it 113? Okay.
So we
gave up our fourth,
so now
and we
have a higher fourth than we had before.
And this, ladies and gentlemen, is playing out like a Bill Belichick and Ernie Adams created draft, as always.
Fred, you want to repeat the trade for me?
Okay.
Oh, Christ.
27.
Hold on.
F-bomb and oh, Christ.
We got the 27th and the 90th for the 24th and the 119th.
F-bomb and blasphemy from Frank
So he's
Kirk.
From Texas, Dez Bryant?
Now, he's in DeSoto, Texas right now.
Oh, that's good. So if he forgets his cleats for games, he can just call his mom and she'll drop him off.
Actually, it's
easy.
Stop.
Leave his mom alone.
Stop. Ben in Vermont says, Fred, for those of us listening on our iPhones, which you can do now, by the way, we can't leave the app or we lose the radio feed. Because of that, I can't check Twitter. Please keep the Twitter updates coming.
The Twitter.
Scroll's broken.
Everybody's having problems tonight. The scroll is stuttering.
Scroll is,
they want you to really know Sam Bradford went one and Sue went two. Beyond that, who gives a fly-in? Hey, Paul, you know what number Des Bryant is? Oh, I thought he was one.
Paul's leaving to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, in college, yeah. He was one.
And what's my rule? I don't draft ones.
All right, the Ravens are on the clock.
Bill has
25.
The same rule, but it applies to draft picks. He just doesn't take ones.
Yeah.
Well, that guy's not happy. Yeah. Sublook line S-H-I, you figure in the last letter. Fred, fans aren't happy.
Well,
I'm not happy.
I'm not upset yet because a lot of the guys that we liked are still on the board.
Sugar, honey, iced tea.
So why, you know, why reach and take them if you don't have to?
You're right. If they get Kindle, I'll be happy.
You know?
So I want
let's
Kindle.
See. So who do we, Ravens are up. Why Ravens, Cardinals. Ravens, Cardinals.
Ooh, that guy's huge. So the all right, the Ravens allegedly wanted Des Bryant. Obviously, that's not happening. So who do they go with now? Do they trade out of there?
They go,
because I say then.
Has Jermaine Gresham gone?
Yes.
Sorry.
We've
reached that point.
What about the Cardinals taking Jimmy Clausen?
It's plausible. Certainly plausible.
Plausible.
It's plausible.
So who do the Ravens take here?
The Ravens take.
What did we have for?
I don't know. We spun out of control. You know when we were slapping high fives?
Yeah.
Let's fixate on that part because we spun off our wheels afterwards. Eric and I for the Baltimore Ravens had Carlos Dunlap, a versatile edge player from the University of Florida.
Okay.
Not a terrible pick.
Okay.
All right.
Not a terrible pick, he says of our pick.
I gotta tell you, I like the pick. Others had it as well, I think.
Johnny Ola says Bill wanted to stick it to the Ravens because he knew they wanted Des Bryant, and Dallas did too. We still might get Kindle, so hang on there, Andy.
I'm holding on, but like my fingernails are starting to really have to dig in because I'm falling.
Sam in Chicago says no bikini pics for you. Thanks, Belichick.
Ooh.
What, did we have some type of deal that she'd send us bikini pics if he stayed in his slot?
I thought we just had a pick in the first round.
Yeah. We still can pick in the first round.
That's right. That's right.
So keep.
I just wrote her back.
Bikini picks ready.
Yep.
Uh-oh, Tim Tebow is on the phone. Tim Tebow is going
to
the Denver Broncos.
I thought the Ravens were on the clock.
I don't know, but he's got a Denver. Who's that? He's got a Denver Broncos hat.
That's
why are
not good.
Why is Tim Tebow going to the Broncos?
Oh, the Broncos traded with the Ravens. That's
and
why.
Tim Tebow is a first-round pick.
Tim Tebow's going to go to the
with the Denver Broncos and Josh McDaniels.
Wow. So Tim Tebow to Denver.
What the hell?
Didn't I say that
to
John Rook
when we were at the draft party? I said he was going to be a first-round pick.
I wasn't listening when you were talking.
You did say it.
Thank you, Doc. Thank you, Doc.
And New York is going crazy.
Why?
A Tebow.
I got to say, Tebow's got some babes.
So Baltimore traded to.
Wouldn't you?
Baltimore traded with
Denver?
The Broncos.
Yeah.
So they're not.
Josh, even, wheeling and dealing.
Wow.
Schefter
trading
confirmed.
Up, trading down.
Tim Tebow is a Bronco.
Good for Tim Tebow.
Well, I'll say this.
The Bronco area is better off for it.
I'm going to give you the Fred Kirsch Patriots conspiracy.
Okay.
The Patriots.
Yeah,
did this for Tim Tebow. Bill Belichick ultimately did exactly what you said they were going to do for Tim Tebow.
Right.
Because if they don't trade with Dallas, Dallas ends up sitting tight at 27. The Patriots at 24, they take whoever.
Right.
Sergio Kindle.
Baltimore does what Adam Schefter said they were going to do and takes Des Bryant.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That precipitated Dallas moving up and doing all that. This allows Baltimore now doesn't want, because they lost the guy.
Yep.
Baltimore wanted Des Bryant. They lost the guy they were going to take. Now they look to trade down. Denver trades up.
Yeah.
And Tim Tebow becomes a first-round pick. By the way, contrary to Mr. Tebow, who insisted to everybody who would listen that Tim Tebow was going in the top 15, has been saying that for the past month.
Who's
Mr. Because
Tebow?
He said Tim's father.
Oh. Yeah, because he thought he was going to the Broncos at 11.
Right. So he was wrong.
Well, he was half wrong. Because he went to the team that he thought he was going to go to.
10 picks later, he was wrong.
Well, he was the only reason he thought
he's so blessed
he thought because he thought it was the Broncos
at 11.
The Broncos are smarter than that, knowing we don't need to take him at 11.
Right.
Now this will be the real test. If he and McDaniels clash and fight,
mm-hmm.
we know it's McDaniels.
That's good, Andy. Good.
Thanks, Fred. I got a little bit left. I'm running out of juice, but
very interesting.
All right.
There's one girl in a black dress at Tim Tebow's
house.
Did they
bring did they bring all 32 team hats to this Tebow household? Because he had a. They all have Broncos hats on right now.
Good point, Eric.
Well, I think it was pretty clear that they the Broncos told him one way or another, we're going to take you. You know, so.
But I mean, if somebody else had taken him, would they have a hat?
Yeah, it was a risk.
But in all seriousness, there's no way they could have known that.
No.
I mean, even if they planned on taking him at 11, I mean, you can't guarantee that no one else is taking
him. A lot of teams have said that they were going to take players and didn't take those players.
Imagine if you're Jay Cutler. He trades you away, and the guy who can't throw, he trades up for. Literally. What is McDaniels doing?
You think Tebow wishes he was in New York now?
No.
No,
because there's a girl in a black dress that I'd like to be seen.
And that's another good thing.
Why,
I like
to go to New York or something.
Yeah. He didn't refuse.
Well, no, he
just
decided
chose
not to
do it.
Right.
And I like that decision
as well.
What's
the difference?
He didn't refuse.
Well, no, it's not like he said no.
Right. They
said
mad at
him and said no.
Right. But it's not like you.
But refusing, there's an element of disdain. Or,
we really
you know,
want you to come here. No, I'm not going.
Yeah.
Well, they did really want him to go, and he said no.
No, they
told him Eric.
Yeah,
they invited him and he said no.
I think they said, look, Tim, if you want to come, you're invited.
No, they invited him or not?
No.
I'm not.
I think they made it clear that it was his choice and he didn't go. I think if they said.
It was his choice.
I think if they said, Tim, we really want you to be here, he would have been there. You know?
I disagree.
What?
I don't think you invite a guy if you don't really want him to be there.
You know what I mean, Paul. You're playing semantics with me.
I'm not saying that you're making it sound like this is anger thing.
Well,
like refuse, like there's some element of anger to that, like in obstinance.
Are these guys?
I'm not making a big deal out of it, but they invited him, you're saying? I don't know the story. They invited him?
Yeah, they said.
And they wanted him to be there.
Well,
if they invited him.
But not every guy
they just wanted a gift.
Des Bryant wanted to be there, and he wasn't invited. He was upset about it.
Tim Tebow.
Again, I think it was a good decision by Tebow not to be there.
I'm no expert here, but I think it's kind of gay if Tim Tebow and the guy next to him are wearing the same shirt. They both have.
I think that's identical. I don't know.
According to Andy, everybody's gay.
Not everybody.
You know,
but that's not weird. That's not weird. To wear the exact same shirt.
I don't know.
Like Doc in the background. A little weird.
It's a little weird.
A little weird.
We've been on for an hour and a half, and that's what he chimes in on.
No rim shots. No nothing.
Nothing. That's a little weird.
They've been there. You just haven't heard them.
They went on their mission. I don't know. You know.
Good point. What was their mission?
So poor Jimmy Clausen goes after Tim Tebow.
Oh, yeah. That's okay. He'll have a better
career. Cardinals are on the clock. Could they take Clausen?
You know what would be great? McDaniels goes, I don't know if you know, I traded Scheffler.
What is he doing? Patriots Pro Shop employee, says Odrick.
Don't throw the Pro Shop employee under the bus.
Matt says wow to that pick.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Brad says, I think the fans whining about trading down are impossibly stupid. Nobody that the Pats wanted has come off the board since they picked since they were to pick at 22, and they have improved their numbers and their position for the middle of the draft that everyone claims is very deep. I get fans want a new player, but having a pick 30 minutes earlier isn't necessarily in the best interest of the team.
It's time for the Perillo rant.
Go.
We all understand that when the Patriots do something, they think it's the right thing to do. Okay? We don't need someone to tell us that. Obviously, they're trading down, and that means that there's no, they didn't find the value there. What we are upset about is now for multiple years in recent drafts, the Patriots deem no one of value. While good players consistently have gotten selected in the areas where the Patriots were originally positioned, correct?
Sure.
The linebackers last year, the USC linebackers that no one wanted. And I'm not going to call myself I'll call myself a fraud here. I didn't really like them all.
Maluga, Cushing. You
know, Cushing and Matthews and whatnot.
Matthews, yep.
We understand that if the Patriots trade down, that's they're saying they didn't like the guys that were available enough to pick them there, and they thought they could get picks. We know that's what they're doing. No one's stupid and doesn't understand the concept. What we don't like about the concept is we think there are quality players to be had in the late 20s that the Patriots consistently now for the last 2 or 3 years refuse to draft. And there will be some guys taken in this area that will be very good football players, and the Patriots will get someone in the 40s who may or may not be a good player. They're not the same. 20s and 40s aren't the same. No matter how much these guys want to convince themselves that 20 and 40 is the same guy. That's not true. It's harder to get a great player at 40 than 20. End of rant. Go ahead.
Len Pascarelli's everybody and their brothers at Tim Tebow's house. Good Lord.
By the way, somebody says the woman in the black dress is like 50 years old.
That's inaccurate.
That would make her a cougar. And I don't think that was accurate.
No.
This woman with black hair and the baby
is hot, too.
Like, breastfeeding is older, but there was a much younger girl in a black
dress. Long hair.
But why is everybody there? What's Len Pascarelli doing there?
Oh, hi.
Mike from Boston.
That is Len, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right there. Behind the guy wearing Tebow's shirt.
He's oddly looking
don't
over the shoulder.
Don't they both work for ESPN?
Guy.
Yeah.
He's got a creep look going right there.
It's like you and I behind, what's her name?
Yes, Pickler.
Adam in Presque Isle says, how awkward is the conversation at Jimmy Clausen's place?
Yeah, and not even awkward. He's probably going ballistic seeing his personality.
Right.
I'm sure he's throwing things.
I think this might be the best thing that happened to him. How's that sound?
He's
got a chip.
Humble him.
Larry from Worcester says,
chip. Good word.
Larry from Worcester says, cool it. There are two picks I like still there, Kendall, Williams, or Odrick. So there's three.
How about
go Pats.
Who's Williams? Damien?
Dan Williams.
Dan Williams.
Yeah. Oh. Ooh, Dan Williams has slid.
He really has.
He has slipped.
That's unfortunate. He was in my big board.
Broncos projected starters, says Ross in London. 2010, Kyle Orton. 2011, Brady Quinn. And 2012, Tim Tebow.
Three guys who
don't forget that.
And then 2013, Tom Brandstatter.
I like him.
Yeah.
He's better than Tebow.
Brady Quinn just can't get a break, huh?
Tim Tebow will never start a game for the Broncos.
You don't think so?
Then that might be the worst pick in NFL history.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think this is up there.
I mean,
I think they picked a guy who cannot play the position that he was picked for.
Yeah, but you got to start him. She might be 50.
Now people are writing in about the woman in the black dress.
Arizona? I just saw her. She might be 50.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's old. But, you know, cougar is a term.
Sure.
You could still go for it.
MILF.
Bill Berry says,
GILF.
Hopefully the Patriots can't trade below.
Easy.
How many of those?
We need one more person to talk.
Unless you got in some trailer park somewhere.
Go ahead, Fred. Bill Berry says, hopefully the Patriots won't trade below the Jets in Miami.
Hopefully the Patriots. Who's on the clock?
I'll take
Cardinals.
My rant
Clausen?
Back.
I'll
take my rant back if they take Kendall.
I think that'd be a smart move if they took Clausen, but somehow I don't think they're going to do it.
Derek in University of Arizona agrees. If the Patriots take Kendall and gut him while trading down twice, I would be okay with that.
Me too.
I don't want Odrick. I would almost want Kyle Wilson more as a nickel guy with the newly acquired wide receiver talent in the division. I would rather have Dan Williams than Jared Odrick.
I'm going to tell you right now, they're going to try to trade down again because they clearly don't want to take anybody that's available.
Plus, the rumor they distributed about the Kendall knee injury is pushing him out of the first round. So,
PJ says, Paul's rant, you guys all say that you wanted Kendall. The point is that if they get the guy they want and pick up extra picks, how can that be bad?
He just said if they take Kendall, the guy they want can't play... That's bad.
I mean, well, yeah.
But this is what I'm saying.
You heard it here first.
Everybody just this is my problem with
breaking news out of Foxborough.
You have to break it down like that. My problem with the philosophy is everybody thinks, obviously, whoever they take, they think can play.
Right.
They've been wrong more than right lately.
Ooh.
So when they keep moving down, they're making it harder on themselves to evaluate a good player. That's my point. Everybody just says, if they keep moving down and get the guy they want, well, who's to say the guy they want is any good?
Schefter's saying Arizona's taking Dan Williams.
Okay, good.
Yeah, all right.
So, did they?
Dan Williams.
I don't think they.
I like Dan Williams.
Well, let's see. What
Dockett and Dan Williams? I like Dan Williams. I like Dockett.
So, okay.
Kendall would be the one guy that if they selected would make my rants a moot point.
A mute point.
Andy in Narragansett is saying that Clausen or McCoy to the Vikings, they'd get a good backup in future quarterback if Favre comes back. If he doesn't come back, plug one of them in, and it's a win-win. A lot of people say the Vikings will take a quarterback.
Can you imagine if McDaniels is done in 2 years, which I think is a legit possibility at this point?
Coaching?
Can you imagine?
If that's true, he goes down as one of the worst coaches in history.
And they will look back.
Modern history.
At this as like the worst era of almost any era of any franchise. He traded away players who had proven they could play at the NFL level for guys who most expect, you know what I mean?
To flame out.
I mean, this is, he could be ruining a franchise for like a decade.
That's why I say it would be one of the worst.
I mean, his name, Rich Kotite and Josh McDaniels.
Rich Kotite didn't do this damage to the
No, he didn't
have the power.
Right.
But, I mean, he will go down as, you know, Rick Pitino types whose ego and craziness got ahead of them.
James in Australia says, we traded down, but at least we didn't take Tebow. Listening to his interview, I'm left with one big question. Who rambles more, Tebow or Belo?
Oh, we got a pick.
We got a pick.
We have a pick.
Fred.
2010 NFL draft.
Dan Williams?
Probably.
The Arizona Cardinals select Dan Williams.
Dan Williams.
And the Patriots are on the clock again.
All right.
Hey, we know how this one ends.
So the Patriots are on the clock. This first round's really flying, huh?
Yeah.
10-17, we're on pick 27.
I don't know if you know, it's a primetime event, so you got to kind of package it in. You can't let it drag on.
Oh, I figured they'd try to go past the nightly news. That's what you try to do. You go past 11:30.
Well, the 10 o'clock news is already on.
Remember the old fights that would be on, and they'd always make sure, you know, Ali would start after the sports at 11:30?
You're dating us a little bit here, Fred.
You don't remember that?
Remember that stuff I said about the same generation?
Yeah, you take that back?
Going back to the 40s.
Separating myself from that.
Imagine that.
He's
so old, he remembers Ali as like an athlete.
The LeBrons lost tonight.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Chicago 108, Cleveland 106.
That's a good pick. Dan Williams?
That's a great pick at this stage, I think.
Yeah.
I think he's a good, solid player, and I think he has some versatility.
Chris with a TIN says, things. What the fuck?
Whoa, hey, man.
Hey, whoa, slow down.
So we're up again.
Mike says in Boston, oh, my God, we need to pick a player. I might resign if they don't pick at 27. Getting close to throwing something at the TV. By the way,
it'll cost money.
Don't read my first email, Fred. The black dress girl is not 50. There's two of them.
Oh,
one, I fell for it too because I saw a girl in a black dress who was old.
So the theme at the Tebow household is for the women to wear the same dresses and the men to wear the same shirts.
And they're swingers. Hey now,
what do you call those, Fred? 29. Key parties.
Right, the key parties.
He's been to those.
So what? Who ended up in?
Didn't you say you've been to a key party?
No, I heard about them.
Yeah,
you go to a party.
My friend went to a key.
All the couples go to a party and you throw your car keys, into a bowl and
whoever you get
whatever key you pick out, that's who you go home with.
And you
know. No, I've never been.
That'd be a good.
Eric's
that'd be good for you.
Eric's looking at me like, you know.
Eric would get a girl and some guy would get an empty sob to drive home.
Didn't you play like when you were a kid and you just pick names out of a hat? What?
7 minutes.
MJ,
what'd you do for the other six?
MJ writes in,
hitting.
Tebow hugged and kissed the girl with the black dress. She's 25 tops and smoking hot.
Thank you. My eye never lie.
There's another woman in a black dress.
First of all, you're
older.
The one who said, "Oh, I'm sorry. She was 50."
It was a different woman. But when first one was on, you could tell by the back of the arm, the tricep is a dead giveaway for age on a woman. How much it sags and jiggles.
You are unbelievable.
Tight,
shallow.
Tight.
And anyway, when Miami made
that trade
with San Diego.
You were talking about the back of the arm, weren't you?
Yes.
When Miami
but I'm sure
made
that
easy.
Trade,
too.
Everybody, Miami made that trade with San Diego, correct? Did they end up in 28, I assume, right?
Yes.
Dolphins, I don't know. I don't
Dolphins
know.
So from Chargers.
So it's after the Patriots, we have Miami.
And the Jets.
The Jets.
The Vikings.
Minnesota, Indy, and New
and
Orleans.
Right. That is correct.
So out of those teams, I would say that the Jets and the Colts are not trading partners with the Patriots.
Correct.
You possibly could take Miami off the board. I don't know. Parcells and Belichick, they have a good relationship now. Maybe they would trade. I'm trying to think who's trading up again. It's still in the first round because I don't think the Patriots will pick anybody here. I think they're going to.
Well, the Patriots,
but I mean, they could
again.
Trade right
could,
out of
some,
the round.
Exactly.
Someone's got to go from the second round up,
right?
Because I don't think there's enough teams there. I think they're going to end up in the second round.
Under,
I think it's
how about the Washington? We're under five.
How about
under
the Washington?
5 minutes again, Paul.
So they don't just have like
a trade.
Who? Redskins traded their pick. I would have posed them as a possibility. I like to look at those teams early in the second round who got their tackle or whatever first and now come back through. How about Pete Carroll?
And Miami takes Sergio.
What does Pete
Kendall
Carroll have? Where's his second round pick? Does he have like the 38th pick or whatever?
I don't know.
I think he could trade back in and get Clausen.
But here's where Kendall goes to Miami at 28 after the Patriots trade here.
Let's see. Fred from Dublin wants to know, when the Pats trade down those 3 and 4 spots, how much do they know that the guy they might want will still be there? Do they talk to the other teams that will be ahead of them? Yeah,
they talk, but it's all smoke, speculation.
Right. I just think they don't want anybody. Like Dan Williams is a guy I would have been more than happy to take.
Sure.
I think he's a quality player in the 20s.
Michael writes in, he wants to know how many times have we traded down. He just got
612.
In.
Twice so far, but we're on the clock.
Mensa from the Bronx, I think Bill is running the team to the ground. I think it is high time someone straightens him out. Why is he trading down? It seems we have Hail to this guy to be the savior for the Patriots, but I think he's running the team down.
I heard it.
Passing on all the young players while he has been willing to bring in this old and washed up players.
And not just, well, we need to address that. Not just old and washed up, which may or may not be true.
I don't think age has anything to do with it.
But $1.7 million. It's not even veteran minimum deals he's giving these Galloways and Holtz. They're costing you money.
And Springs.
Yeah. They're costing you money. That's the other thing. These aren't Kmart. Remember the Kmart?
Pick is in, according to ESPN, so they've made a pick, it
Schefter
looks like.
Says Devin McCourty.
Okay, it's not a good pick.
Devin McCourty?
I mean, he's a good player, but why do we have Lee Bodden and Darius Butler?
My God. We're just not going to rush the passer anymore.
It's not a terrible.
So they had to pick
Darius.
Bills decided we can't get to him.
Who's this on the phone? I thought that was.
He likes those Rutgers guys, but we'll see. I don't know. That's not confirmed, but.
He likes those Rutgers guys.
What does that mean? Who's the other Rutgers guy we drafted?
It's the first one.
A lot of people are writing in.
His son, the lacrosse player.
Now, we have added Schiano to the tree because he visited camp here once. But.
Here we go. Oh, no. That's a commercial.
2007. Got to pot up. This might be live, Fred. It says 2010, so I'm guessing it is.
We'll see what happens here.
Unless it's a flash forward.
So the Patriots might.
I like Devin McCourty.
McCourty.
I like him.
I like him too. But I mean,
a lot of people are saying that's who they're taking right now.
He's a good, solid player.
Steven Westford says seriously.
The position.
Yeah.
Again,
I think you needed a linebacker.
Exactly.
I think you
did. We not like what we saw from Butler?
I think you needed a front seven guy.
Are we filling in for the blown Wheatley pick?
Another email. Who is Devin McCourty?
Good one, Paul.
That's not what I meant. It was a lesser need.
And
how's that sound?
It seems like a consensus that that's who we've taken.
What does Real Patriot say?
Alex is happy.
The commissioner
Alex is just happy we made a pick.
Here's the commissioner.
I'll be honest with you. With this pick, I could have traded down.
It tells me that no one wanted to trade down.
No
one wanted to trade up again.
Really, though? Worthy of a first-round pick?
I'm not happy.
He's a first-round pick. I just don't think we needed him.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
So is Pouncey. Why is it quiet?
The New England Patriots like Devin McCourty. Defensive back, Rutgers.
I like
him. In the draft party.
Wow.
He can play for my team, and this guy, I won't say anything, could be. Jimmy D!
Yeah.
All right, well.
Where's the other guy? He left.
Cecil.
Cedric says, I give up. Why don't we take great players in the first round?
Well, I think he can be good. He's very fast, fluid, supposedly a zone corner, and the Patriots play a lot of zone. I think he fits on a lot of levels, except the biggest one in my mind, which is bigger needs.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie in Ithaca just said, every Patriots fan just pulled a Fred from the beginning of the show. What the F?
Sergio Kindle to the Dolphins right here.
Stripper says, McCourty will have to improve tackling skills as his height limitations will get exposed against the bigger, more physical wide receivers.
That's
he will not be strong enough to arm tackle. Will have to be disciplined and tight on man-to-man coverage.
Yeah, I don't think he's a great man corner, but they play a lot of zone. So I think that's okay. But I saw him get beat deep a lot, I thought, on tape. Where are my sheets? I haven't used my sheets once tonight.
Who says that do you think they'll still try to get Kindle in the second round?
He's going to be gone.
I think he's going to be gone.
Zero chance Sergio Kindle is available when they pick again unless they trade up.
Hamza says he resigns.
Thank you, Hamza.
All right.
I liked him, right?
And Phil wants to say, are you douchebags for real, or is this a joke?
No, we're
for real.
Wait, you mean the show? It's kind of a joke, but the draft pick of Devin McCourty?
McCourty.
Oh, yeah.
Fast and quick.
He's a
three-year starter.
Right, we had no footage of him actually covering passes. It was all runs against Syracuse.
It was a run support play.
Against Syracuse.
A run support play and a kick return.
All against Syracuse.
How did I see him let the wide receivers get deep on him? Kick returner.
Mort says he was a perfect Bill pick because he can be a great special teamer.
Oh, that's not what we're looking for in a first-round pick.
I don't like the pick. Why re-sign Bodden?
God.
I stayed up to 3:30 in the morning for this.
Are we overrating Butler a lot?
Man.
I'm sorry.
Apparently.
For the people that
it's
did
so
that.
Ridiculous.
Because, you know, like, if that's part of the
Wheatley's
equation,
cut, by the way. Thank you.
He's gone. Remember
Thanks
we talked
playing.
About that?
Yeah.
I thought he's still eligible. This knocks him out. You know, special teams, that's... I'm sorry, but that's not a consideration in the first round.
That's what this one email
is
saying.
The fifth round.
I don't think they meant
Chris Mortensen said.
Well, I'm not. Todd Porter says he was a great special team gunner. I forgot we won the Super Bowl last year.
By the way,
oh, I heard the rim shot.
I think this guy
time.
Was a good player.
A little bit, he is. They just didn't need him. But yeah. I read a quote from Mike Leach that is really starting to pan true here in New England.
Pan true.
Yeah. What does that mean?
He likes to point all those out when I do it, so I'm giving it back to him.
You lose 10% of your support following as a coach every year.
Oh.
And for Bill, in the post-Super Bowl years, I think that's true.
Let's go 10% after the last
five,
Super Bowl.
Five, six, seven.
We're working on, what, 5 years now? Post-Super Bowl.
Yeah. I think that rings true. I mean, more and more people.
I don't think he's lost 50% of his support.
Maybe not all of it, but you get my point. There's a percentage you lose because of
this. I think you do.
I agree. Yeah. I think that the overall philosophy,
unless
that line of thinking, I think is sound.
I think people get tired of whoever the coach is.
No matter who he is.
Yep.
No matter how successful he is.
Fat Pat says, are you kidding? So we're not going to bother rushing the quarterback anymore?
We're just
going to
cover.
You know what's funny? And I'm not making fun of the fans because I'm with them. I'm with them 100%. But every year, I'll bet you can can every response, and this is the same response we get no matter what happens. Are you kidding me?
Right.
What are we doing? Now, I happen to agree. I think this is a guy that can play, but like Andy said, it's just not the biggest need.
Peter in Northern Ireland, now we watch as the Finns take Kindle and kills Brady for 10 years.
Mm-hmm. That'll be a bad one.
Yeah,
the David
really
Harris.
David Harris
is a good player. If Kindle is good, he's good in an impact position that you will face twice a year if he's in Miami.
Here's what's going to happen, though. He's not going to come out and get a lot of sacks, so everybody's going to compare him to Golston.
We'll know he's good. Well, no.
Tim from Ohio, Miami Jesus. And the Jets just got a lot better by this pick. Great players will go to both teams since the Pats didn't take anyone worth taking.
Maybe they took him because of those teams, adding receivers. They felt they needed more talent and depth at corner. I don't know.
Matthew says, and I can't believe this, the Patriots are going to convert him to outside linebacker. I think he's joking.
Oh, okay.
I hope. He is joking. He's 5'11", 190.
He's a wee little lad.
People are making Erica linebacker.
Mike says, what the F? All we do is draft DB. Seriously, that's all we do. And then they, for the most part, stink. Guys, pull me out of my depression. That's Mike in Boston.
It's true.
We still have a lot of second-round picks, and it's like the first round.
Who just said that? You or the emailer?
I said that.
The first round's like the se- I mean, the second round's like the first round?
Second round's like the first round.
In what way?
Meaning talent-wise?
There's a lot of depth in this
year's draft.
Was that
your attempt to get me involved?
Maybe. Stephen Westford, so on the prospect notes, I got this from Andy. Fast and quick, lets wide receivers get deep at times. Good Super SB in Combine?
Senior Bowl.
Senior Bowl. Kick returner, plays the run, zone guy, physical. From Eric, I get this. Poor footage quality.
None of the footage.
I'm able to extrapolate on.
Yeah, you read other things that we studied.
I don't think so.
Because
I saw him get beat deep.
Not on that tape.
Not on that tape. Then I watched something else.
There were like three plays.
Because I saw him get beat deep.
They were all run support plays.
I guarantee you I saw him get beat deep.
Not on that tape.
I guarantee you.
10 NFL draft. The Miami Dolphins select Jared Odrick. Defensive tackle.
All right. So it's
officially Odrick, not Odrick.
Okay. Well, not officially, just because. Is it officially Trent Silverback Williams?
Mick from
That's what the commissioner said. So is that official?
Mick from Ireland.
Well,
says
I just breathed a huge sigh of relief right there because I had visions of Kindle going to Miami and just torturing us.
Well, but why can't you say the same about Odrick?
Because he's a Jag 3-4 defensive end. He's not going to.
But
kill
we need one of those.
Yeah.
Mick from
I can't be a fraud.
Mick
I didn't
from
want the
Ireland
to take
says
him,
he's
so.
Bitch slapping Sebastian Vollmer around.
Mick from Ireland is saying he's speaking from all of Europe when he says that it's 3:30 and I'm not happy.
I know what'll make you feel better. A beer.
Now the Jets take.
MT in Virginia says the bright side of McCurdy is he doesn't rate women. So that's
how do we know? No offense to McCurdy, but I don't know him from a hole in the wall.
let's see.
No, I'm reading this thing.
Philippe from Sweden says, so are we going to corner blitz for pressure in an 0-10 season? I don't know. The good thing we have a Pro Bowl safety to cover up.
And,
oh, Fred, good luck in the UFC. I'm going to start training.
I believe it was MMA, no?
MMA,
yeah,
UFC.
Well, same,
it's all
same
MMA.
Right.
I don't think those five-hour energies do anything.
Going to go as Jake Steele there, too, or you have a different name?
Yeah, that would be a good name for
that. Fred Steele.
That could be my MMA porn name.
Mm-hmm. MMA porn now.
Why are you having MMA porn? I thought you had tennis porn.
Well, there's two burgeoning industries. So
burgeoning?
Burgeoning. Yeah, see what you did there.
Wow.
I don't.
April says
born?
Glenn in Newbury says the pick was retarded.
I don't know what burgeoning means.
Oh, for God's sake.
It's another one of his highbrow.
Iggy
humor.
From Madrid says, had you kept Samuel, you could have used that first round pick this year's 2 seconds.
Right. Butler, even I have to put the brakes on for that.
Okay.
Had you kept Curtis Martin, you wouldn't have had Jake Maroney.
Sure.
So, hold on. The Jets are up, right?
Yeah, and they'll take Sergio
Kindle.
So Rex Ryan will know how to use him.
If we didn't trade Bledsoe, we'd still have a good backup quarterback. I mean, how far are we going here?
Sorry, Iggy. We really love you, but that was not.
Tom from Virginia says the only good part of this draft is that Brady was selected the all-time best pick. Is that
was
true?
He? I missed it.
Was that true in the NFL thing?
NFL Network has that countdown that they've done.
But Brady
everyone
was number
sucks
one?
But
yeah,
me.
Okay. Richard Toronto wants to know any chance of a trade with some of those second round picks.
Well,
I'm sure. Everything's on the table right now.
Yeah, literally, call Bill. He might give you one of his kids on draft day. He'll trade anything.
What do we got? Jets, Minnesota.
Mark in Oxford, Indy, UK says, what Saints. The holy hell is going on? I stayed up to 3:30 for that.
Yes.
Seriously, a corner.
Oh, man.
I got to tell you.
Zach from Syracuse, what the F, guys? I'm standing on the ledge right now.
Todd McShay had that.
Now Kindle is going to the Jets. F my life. I am now going to drink until I can't remember.
Your life.
So Paul does.
Yeah, it's not that bad. I mean, you know.
Well, Fred, they didn't do anything in free agency to make the team better and to fill their key needs. And we all said, oh, it's a huge draft. It's going to be draft, draft, draft. And we drafted a backup cornerback.
So if they had drafted Kindle, would I feel
better.
You'd feel better.
Yeah, of course. It may be false hope and idiocy,
but at least
Bill might be mocking me, whatever. I'd feel better.
I didn't want him, but if they had drafted Audric, I'd feel better. I think it filled more of a need. If they had drafted Dez Bryant, I'd feel better. I think it filled more of a need.
Are you telling me you feel better, Fred?
Or
will you tomorrow?
We still have 3 picks in the second round. I want to see what they do with those.
And then you'll say we still have a 4th, and then we still have 5 7.
No, let's see what they do with the second round.
Well, they wasted the first, in my opinion.
TG and NJ says yet another developmental player. I think Belichick is gun-shy. He's afraid to fail.
I don't even care if it's a developmental player. I don't feel this is the position of the most need to develop a guy. Again, it's kind of like the offensive line.
Hold on. Who at cornerback right now are you like, that's solid?
You mean on the roster?
Yeah, right now.
I think Sean Springs and Lee Bodner are solid.
Really?
I think, yeah. Well, Darius Butler showed potential.
If we don't think Lee Bodner is solid, what were we doing re-signing him?
No, I think we need cornerbacks, but are you really impressed with any of the guys that they have right now? I mean, none of them are shutdown corners, not even close.
No, but this guy isn't either.
No, he isn't, but you need solid depth in the defense,
Listen,
but it's
I
a
said,
first
I
round
think
pick.
The guy's a good pick.
It's a first round pick.
So Will Height's done. I think, Wheatley's done. I mean, how much solid depth do we need?
Really?
I think the guy's a good pick.
Well, if
and I do think you need depth at corner.
But who's going to rush the passer?
I don't think that they
we're not done yet.
I don't think this guy necessarily is an upgrade over what they have in those areas, and I think they have much bigger needs that are still unfilled, that are going to be harder to fill now because theoretically it's harder to get a guy who can fill a role at 44 or 42. What's that next pick?
44.
44 than it is 22. I mean, I'm sorry. It's a
or
fact.
24 or 27. However
no, we started at 22 before we started this nonsense where we don't like anybody because we're smarter than everybody else. What's everybody else is dumb, and they want to make the picks.
It all gets down to
arrogance.
Value. Oh.
Well, okay.
Why don't you hear at 10:35?
Jordan in Ireland, is there any hope of trading up, even if 10 minutes ago we were trading down? If somehow Jets don't take Kindle, trade with the Vikes some perhaps. I need something to have made me stay up till 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, I thought we were pretty entertaining early in the show.
Kindle's a possibility. The guy from New York picked Ricky Sapp. But that was before they signed Jason Taylor, too.
Is it possible they trade with the Saints?
Probably thought Sergio
maybe.
Kindle be.
Oh, yeah. No, Kindle was gone in our mock draft.
They're not trading
I'm
with the Jets.
It's that position.
Vikings take Clawson, maybe. They're not trading with the Colts, so maybe the Saints. Maybe there's hope for you.
Tiani says, how
why
many,
would you think that?
How many
I don't
more,
know. He said he wanted to know.
How many more defensive backs does Bill plan to draft in order for us to play a 3-1-7 defense?
Listen, I think, Fred, I think your analysis is accurate. I think that I don't think they have a tremendous amount of talent at corner, and I do think you need a lot of depth at corner. So I'm not saying that this is a terrible, mindless pick. I just think you can't get away from Andy's point about the larger holes to fill.
Right. Let's see. Richard in Toronto says, sorry, you should have read the subject line. How about Albert Haynesworth with those second-round picks?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'd take him in a heartbeat.
I would take Albert
Haynesworth.
We got
a pick from the Jets.
All right. Hold on.
I'm going to puke. Oh. What the heck were those things?
With the 29th pick in the 2010 NFL Draft, the New York Jets select Kyle Wilson.
It's a good pick.
Defensive back, Boise State.
Right about where we thought he would go,
too. By the
way,
I think he's a better corner than the one you took.
Oh, man. We missed him by one. We had him going the next slot to the Vikes.
So the Jets took the kid from Boise State, who a lot of people think have a lot of upside, hasn't played against the top competition, but they see in him, you know.
And he's a hometown kid. Yeah. He's a Jersey guy.
So a lot of people liked him, and the Jets took him. So let's see. Aaron and Sterling says, kill me. Seriously, how can you defend this, Fred? Is this guy the next Revis? No. It's fine to sign extra effing cornerbacks if you sign the free agent pass rushers. Why can't we sign a playmaker? Is a 5'11 cornerback going to stop Brandon Marshall or Santonio Holmes?
If he can play, yeah. I don't care about his size. If he's a great player, he can
5'11 is not bad size for a cornerback.
I'm not a big fan of the whole, these corners are too small, they can't cover these, you know, big, tall wide receivers. If a guy can play, he can play. Darrell Revis is not a giant. Champ Bailey's not a giant. These, you know, Asante Samuel, these guys can cover guys no matter what size they are.
Yeah.
I don't know if McCourty is at that level. I think these guys are similar. They're showing highlights of Kyle Wilson right now at Boise. I think he's very similar to McCourty. I think they're pretty athletic kids. I'm looking for – he doesn't have his size and – oh, the other is
5'10", 194.
So he's a little smaller in height than McCourty. Look, they both have some special teams return ability. I like both players. I think they're both good, solid cornerbacks.
They are,
but I don't know.
Picks.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I think right where they're getting taken is where most of the mock drafts I saw have these guys late first round picks.
But you're looking at other teams.
I just don't think the Patriots needed
to other teams is the point.
Yeah, I just want to. I mean, I think McCourty is a good player. I don't think they drafted a stiff. I think they drafted a good player. I just think they drafted one who doesn't fill a need.
Right.
You're surprised at the value board.
And listen, the guy that – this is like David Harris to me all over again. David Harris, I thought, made a lot of sense late in the first round 3 or 4 years ago, whenever it was that we had the two first-round picks and we kept trading. We traded our second one out of there, and Harris ended up going early second round to the Jets, and I think he's a rock-solid player, better than guys that got taken five or eight or ten spots ahead of him. And hopefully the Patriots can do that, and they can get a guy in the second round who's better than some of these guys that will go off the board later.
Kurt wants to know, why didn't we trade down again for another couple second-rounders? Then we could package all of the second-rounders for all of the third-round picks in the 2011 and 2012 draft. Then we could draft another 20 D-backs, 12 more tight ends.
Happy.
Why are we drafting special teams players in the first round? I think the New Jersey Cougar must be texting in these picks. Wow.
Oh,
probably shouldn't have read that.
Yeah, that was uncalled for.
I might be wishing for the Bobby Greer days by the end of the draft.
Tomorrow there'll be a new face on Patriots Nation, I guarantee.
Oh, sure.
When we come on the air at 6 o'clock tomorrow.
You mean from Fred?
No, everybody will love this pick when we come on the air at 6 o'clock.
TG and NJ, Jets and Finns will look duking out for the division next season. Pats are on the downslope. Belichick has lost his talent evaluation mojo.
Do you think this
long live Bucko Kilroy?
Are you kidding me?
You think this was a desperation pick because of, you know, the moves that the Jets and the Dolphins made with wide receivers?
I don't know.
Holmes going to the Jets, Marshall going to the Dolphins.
I mean,
Fred was talking about that with the depth that you need now. I don't know. Maybe we just listen.
They're not supposed to be making desperation picks.
Well, no,
we're not pros.
You can't
the guys that we like. Like Dan Williams and Kendall and Jerry Hughes, maybe
Bill
they're just
was,
not worth. Maybe they're just not that good. Maybe we're wrong. You know?
Bill was asked at his press conference, you know, how did the moves that your opponents in the AFC East have made affect what you're going to do in the draft? He said it doesn't affect them, but this pick looks like it did affect what they did.
And, you know, I can't imagine that what other teams do.
I can't imagine it either. But when they make picks like this, you have to kind of. Question it.
Sean from Singapore, what's up with the McCourty pick? I don't understand it. Can you break it down? But on hindsight, I guess you can say our defensive back depth chart looks pretty stacked.
Stacked? So, maybe.
You know.
I mean, clearly you weren't happy with some of the guys on there, or
I
you wouldn't
Andy,
be making this
Andy
pick.
Andy threw a guy in there that I think is worth talking about, and that's Will Height. I mean, I think we all knew that Wheatley was probably on his last legs.
Yeah.
He didn't play at all last year, and they had some times where they were pretty thin in the secondary, and he still couldn't get active.
Oh, yeah.
So I think he was on the outs. Will Height is a guy that I think started last year with tremendous promise.
Right.
And by the end of the year had completely fallen out of favor.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is a pick that
well, I think
is
he
an
got,
indication that
they're
well,
was not. Was he put in a position well, that he wasn't ready for?
He overachieved
well,
as a rookie.
Right.
He was a slot
And we
guy.
Expected too much of him as a second-year player. And then I think he dropped back down to where he should have been all along.
Right.
We kind of thought he was a slot guy, and then all of a sudden he was a starter.
All by of a sudden, by default, almost.
But he played
all
mostly,
of a sudden he's seeing Reggie Wayne.
Yeah, but he played mostly in the slot.
Not always.
Not at the end of that first year.
He's seen a lot of outside.
He has seen a lot of outside action, more than he should have, apparently.
I think don't confuse starts with plays. I think that most of his plays were in the slot.
I'm not so sure about
that. I don't have anything to back that up whatsoever.
I don't either. Greg, we're both right.
I think that most of his stuff was
Greg
in the slot.
Greg says if he was running this team, he'd already have Dez Bryant under contract.
Well, good thing you're not running this team.
Yeah, I kind of would have rather had Dez Bryant.
Jason,
that's why I said I think he filled a much greater need.
Jason says he's living in Barcelona. He says he ran out of beer and has an empty feeling inside.
Yeah, me too.
I stayed up until 4:30 for that. What's wrong with Kindle? It was exciting after the first few picks, right up until the Patriots pick. I had to laugh at the silence and disgruntled rumblings in the studio, which greeted the McCurdy pick.
Wanted to give a little update from the draft party. My sources in the East Club here at Gillette Stadium are telling me that the trades drew some boos.
As
and
predicted.
The drafting of Devin McCourty drew
what?
Dead silence.
The boos?
Just dead silence.
Yeah. Vikings traded the picks to the Lions.
Oh, really?
Who take? Jimmy Clausen.
No.
Trading with a division
foe? See, I actually
foe?
Thought the Vikings were going to take Jimmy Clausen there. But
I did too. Trading with a division foe. How about that?
It's like we've reached the hot blonde portion of the show where they go they go through Aaron Andrews,
right.
This new chick.
Jen with two N's, Brown.
Let's see. Wilson of Danville, Vermont writes in, Rich Gosselin describes McCurdy as an elite cover corner and had him going 24 to the Eagles. McCurdy is a starter for us. When the Jets pick Wilson, you guys say great pick, but they've got more depth at corner than anyone.
I think they're the same pick. I didn't say that. I said that I think McCurdy and Kyle Wilson
are
very
same,
similar players.
Same kind of player, yeah.
I think they're both good cornerbacks.
But I just want a question. Was one team had the best defense in football and maybe has the luxury of drafting a backup there and has been active in the offseason filling
the way,
some holes?
The way they
and
play,
the other team had a defense that could not make plays when it needed
and
to?
And by the way, they're not stacked at cornerback either. They have Darrell Revis, which makes you look like you're stacked at cornerback, and Antonio Cromartie, who a lot of people have some questions about after a great year, has fallen down. Now, if he plays well, I think he's better than Lito Shepard. We talked about that. Ooh. He's the guy he replaced. I think he's a better player than Lito Shepard. But then you have guys like Donald Strickland. Is Donald Strickland still there?
Could be.
Kyle Lowry? Or Dwight Lowry? Dwight Lowry. Kyle Lowry's the basketball player on Houston Rockets. Dwight Lowry. That's not stacked. That's
be tall.
That's their version of Jonathan Wilhite. And
their
such.
Defense was the best in football.
Right. And
you know
the way
I mean?
They play, they need to have quality cover guys. When you're sending eight guys on a particular play, you have to make sure you have some corners that can stay man-to-man with receivers in case you don't get there.
Yeah, my problem is not with McCourty the player. It's with the Patriots' need.
Yeah, exactly.
The great news
exactly.
is when exactly. we restack our board and say, going into day two, here are the Patriots' needs, we can just rewind and use the ones we did going into day one.
Right. Yeah. I like
pass
I like,
rusher, defensive end, tight end, wide receiver.
I like
and
Kyle
maybe
Wilson.
And maybe those players will still be available, too.
I like Kyle Wilson as a player, probably a little bit more than McCourty, but I like them both. I think they're both good, solid cornerbacks that were slated to go late in the first
It'll
round.
Be amazing if Kindle and all those guys,
let's
you know,
to,
Gronkowski, all
podium.
Those guys are still available
Minnesota
when they get into
traded
the second
the 30th
round.
Pick to
best.
The Detroit Lions.
Good pick for them.
With the 30th pick in the 2010 NFL draft, the Detroit Lions select Jahvid Best.
Wow.
Running back.
Okay.
Because they have the other guy, right? The pounder? Kevin
Jones?
No.
Smith?
Yes.
Okay.
and they have the tight end, they have the receiver, they have the quarterback.
Yeah.
They're putting together a night. He's the playmaker on the offense.
Uh-huh. That could have been a funny joke. Like, you just, like, you have no idea what the last name is. You go, Smith, Jones.
John says, help me. He's emailing in from his iPhone.
John, help.
Wants us
I thought they
know.
Couldn't do that. I thought they were complaining you could only do one thing at a time.
It's okay.
John
it's
in not, Ithaca says, so any chance Kindle or quality pass rushers will still be available in round two?
Yes.
Who do we look for tomorrow night? Also, do you think Belichick suspected that Rex Ryan wanted a cornerback and didn't want him taking the guy he liked?
But as Paul said, they're basically the same guy. So.
Well, not in Belichick's eyes.
And probably not in Rex Ryan's eyes. But he may have loved McCourty. McCourty might have been in New Jersey, you know, is right there. Maybe he liked McCourty.
I'm not so sure about that.
But if they were, if they look different,
I don't think
he
would have taken. I don't think he would have taken Kyle Wilson
that.
If he didn't.
I mean, he wouldn't have taken that.
I don't
guy
think
to
it's
do
Buffalo Bills. I will take the next safety on the board.
Right. I don't think he would have done that either.
Recap for me, guys. Though I was out of the office and I don't have internet. Jerry Hughes still available.
Yep.
You didn't miss a pick.
Oh.
Yeah.
The last
the Lions,
pick was Kyle Wilson.
The Lions traded with the Vikings.
By the way, the camera guy pushed me. I almost hit him.
What camera guy?
I don't know. Some douche.
Kyle Wilson was the last pick to the Jets before you left, and you just heard the next pick was best.
Best. They traded
so
with the
all the
we're
other
down
guys,
to 31 at
Everson
Colts
Griffin,
Saints, two more picks,
they're all
done.
Carlos Dunlap.
Still available.
Ricky Sapp.
Yep.
Still available.
Yep.
So there's going to
– they'll be
I mean,
pass
hey, maybe
rushers.
Bill said all these guys are the same. Sergio Kendall
that's,
through.
And that's – we did bring that up, and there's a possibility that like the – remember David Harris when we talked about that?
Uh-huh.
You know, I think that he was a guy, he fell to the top of the second round and ended up being better than a lot of guys that got taken 5, 8, 10 picks ahead of him. I think there's going to be a handful of those guys, and whoever one Bill thinks is best might make a lot of sense at 44.
John in South Carolina, our secondary has been weak for the past 2 or 3 years. I do think we have a need for a cornerback, so
we
if
do.
This pick can start and play, I'm good with it. Since no one else has picked up Kindle, could the injury talk be real?
It could be. I think that is a factor here.
Well,
but the secondary,
I'm going to tell you right now, that's what I'm going with.
Yeah, you know why the secondary hasn't been that good? Because Tyrone Wheatley hasn't developed. Because Jonathan Wilhite hasn't developed. Because Patrick Chung didn't play as a rookie.
Cornerback.
Because Merriweather's not as good as he's supposed to be.
Cornerback was a neat. This isn't a bad pick.
How do you
I just
know?
Don't think it's a great pick.
How do you know?
All. Because I think they needed a cornerback.
Yeah, and they've needed a cornerback for a few years, and the ones they've drafted haven't lived up to it. That's why they're drafting cornerbacks.
Well,
again.
If you miss on your talent evaluation, that obviously it's a bad pick.
Maybe it's a position they can't draft.
I think there were picks that there were more bigger needs. The position's a bigger
I
needs
agree
with
wholeheartedly.
Players, with players of equal value, to use their word.
Let's see. J.T. Swift from Worcester, Mass. Says the Pats picked Asante Samuel some years ago, and he turned out pretty darn good. What was the pre-draft speculation on him?
Fourth round.
I think
fourth
they need pick. Corners yeah. now with all these new receivers in the division. So he's going with what
so
Eric
it was a desperation
said.
Pick. I don't want a desperation pick.
Interesting.
Eric
using the word desperation.
It was a reactionary pick.
Reactionary.
What the Jets and the Dolphins did with wide receivers.
I doubt it.
I doubt it. Want me to ask him?
Sure.
Let's see. Somebody from named Greg writes in, any chance the Patriots trade a third to the Chiefs so Scott Pioli can make our picks? We don't have a third. So.
And
we do have a third. We traded, remember?
Oh, we have a third now, right. Yeah.
Pioli was part of the problem in the end. Yep. So.
Let's see. George from Farmingdale, Maine, Submarine Bill, has fired his first-round torpedo. When you look at what was available starting with the 22nd pick, I've lost any trust that Bill Belichick can make a reasonable decision. If he's going to be running the defense this year, perhaps the Patriots will have the number one overall pick to give away next year.
Oh,
so wait
wow.
a minute. Just as a bookkeeping thing
wow, these
here,
people are just
tough. We acquired two additional picks, but we traded one of those one pick away. So we're up to 13 picks now?
Right.
Yeah.
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 Oh, boy.
Yeah. More trades to come, Paul.
Five of which we can't trade.
Yeah.
And we... Oh, I guess we could trade, but...
Oh, boy.
Let's see.
Six are locked in right now.
Well... Paul's just out of
what how much time in the Colts?
Not
out of 3.5
minutes. That's a lot of picks.
Tony writes in...
are going to make some more trades.
Why are you guys going crazy over what is going on with the draft? If Kindle is such a stud, why is he still on the board? Maybe the Pats know something about Kindle that makes Kindle not worthy of the high pick. When you evaluate the picks, you should go back to your comments that you made last year when the Pats picked Vollmer and Edelman. You guys really disparaged those selections. Let's wait and see the rest of the draft.
All right.
Did I disparage Edelman?
First of all, I didn't say anything about Edelman because he's a complete, total non-factor as a seventh-round pick. So I didn't disparage that pick. Vollmer, I thought, was a curious pick. There's no question. Fred, you were very high on that pick right from the start.
Well, I found out, just for balance.
I mean, I thought it was a shaky pick as a guy who was a project. Didn't go. Wasn't even invited to the combine. No question. I was scratching my head at that pick. But Darius Butler, I thought, was a terrific pick. And Ron Brace, who did not pan out, by the way, I thought was a terrific pick.
MJ says, I think Belichick was distracted by the smoking hot chick at Tebow's house and lost track of who was on the board, so he traded down for a special teamer.
The older one or the younger one?
I never said that.
I would hope you wouldn't admit it, Bill.
Let's see. A lot of emails. John says, Bill may need 7 cents to select right people. Looks like he always likes leftovers like Holt and other 33-year-old, 12-year veterans. He signed this year and some last year. We need some fresh food, man, is what John says. He wants some fresh food. Let's see. Big Al from Georgia.
Hey, Big Al, Big Pipes.
Considering who we chose, I would rather trade it down a couple more times. What will the excuses be this year? You can't draft a linebacker because the Patriots system is too complex for a rookie. So true. I mean, we got nothing from Mayo. And look at all we got from veterans Burgess and Thomas. Their mastery of this complex system was truly noteworthy. Say what you want about Jacksonville, but if no linebackers are taken in the second round, I'm getting season tickets to the Jags. Wow. Okay.
I'm sure they're available.
Yeah.
I didn't quite get that email.
He was mad. That's what I'm getting from it.
Misha from Edinburgh wants to know if there'll be a press conference from Bill tonight. I believe there will
be.
Possibly.
Yeah. At some point.
Yeah. It's not guaranteed. There are a couple of other obligations that he has. And
I would watch NFL Network if I were you.
Yes. I think he will be appearing on NFL Network. So. And that might...
are he and Mayock going to have a little love fest?
I just hope they don't use tongue. I think they may replace.
That's Paul Perillo.
Wow.
Mayock is just shameful. I'm sorry.
We got a pick for the Colts.
It's going to be two tongues involved.
Well, not if one get. Nah, never mind.
Indy with the card.
We reached that point in the show.
Thank God there's only one pick left.
I'm making fun of Mayock, not Bill.
Yeah, sure you are.
Let's see.
Indy's picking.
Indianapolis Colts select. Jerry Hughes.
Cross
off one of those pass rushes.
By the way, that's a good pick for them.
Oh,
because
God, yeah.
That's the Freeney Mathis type.
Yeah.
Okay.
Short and can get to the quarterback.
Makes plays.
One of those quarterbacks could be
Tom Brady.
12-0.
Andrew says, do you think we now take Ricky Sapp in the second round or just hope Sean Crable can actually play this
year?
Well,
we can still take Sergio Kindle.
He's still available.
Right?
Yeah. You can actually take Kindle and... Sap, hey, if you wanted them both.
Sure.
Clearly, Kindle is either really hurt or just missed evaluation
for
Boise
us. Boise
State? Will from California.
Everett Brown is Sergio
Everett Brown.
Kindle.
Will from California wants to know, can we pick a corner over 6 feet tall?
But what I want to get back to.
See, yeah, that's the part. I don't go along with that.
I don't either. But I'm going to go to size. We were all fixated on there weren't enough guys who were 6'4", 250, 260, ran the 4.6, and Kindle is 6'3", whatever, 250, 4.6. So we don't like the guys who are talented but don't measure up. We don't like the guys who measure up and seem to be somewhat talented based on decent numbers over the last 2 years. I'm stunned. And by the way, Mike Mayock, I just want to say, before I hear anything else from Mike Mayock at the Combine, said Sergio Kindle was the best and was better than Brian Arakpo. That's what he said at the Combine.
Yeah, that was until the coaches told him that he's wrong.
But that's my point. I want that on the record. That's what Mayock said. Mayock, the one who Bill loves, everybody loves, he's the best. Front offices around the league are clamoring to get him. So it's not just us who like Sergio Kindle, us idiots from PFW who dabble in the Combine.
Listen.
Admittedly, that's what we do. Mike Mayock's full-time job is to be the NFL Network's version of Mel Kiper,
But
taking advantage of an industry that Kiper himself created.
That's good to know. I don't even have a problem with it. Listen, there's been plenty of guys that we've evaluated. You just mentioned Everett Brown as a guy that I really felt strongly about last year.
I know, but that's fine for us. I'm saying the guy everybody loves.
I don't need other people to back that up. Sometimes you're right, sometimes you're wrong. A few years ago, David Harris was the guy that we liked, and no one else seemed to like him. But you know what? He's a first-round talent. even though he didn't get drafted in the first round. So we hit on that one. We were right on that one. We were wrong on Everett Brown, evidently, mm-hmm. although it was just a rookie year. Who knows? Yeah. We were wrong on Vernon Golston.
You guys are big on the year two jump, right?
Here we go.
For other teams, too.
You're big on yourself.
Tom from Virginia, to simplify...
I am. My head is big on top of myself.
Tom from Virginia, to simplify the process, the NFL should just split the first five rounds among the other 31 teams and then let the Pats have the entire sixth round.
Sixth round?
Well, they have
wow.
the whole seventh.
They
have the whole...
They should have taken...
Half okay. the second.
They should have taken Dez Bryant, he said.
Best thing of draft day tonight, the new draft thing from...
Coors Light.
Oh, the Coors Light commercial is great.
Yeah, it's an intriguing... You know I'm all for gadgets, and that has me.
Yeah, I like
plus it
gadgets.
Has... Ditka.
You all right? What, do you got a hairball there?
I think the five-hour energy is coming back up.
Let's see.
This is pretty impressive. This can the 10-minute first round be that much of a difference than 15? Then it gets done so much faster.
I guess.
Yes.
Kyle in New York, we have 13 picks in this draft.
It's like a four-hour difference in the amount of time it takes.
32 times 5 is 16. It's 2.5 hour difference.
Kyle in New York says, "I have 13 picks in this draft. Maybe if Bill picks 13 cornerbacks, one of them will develop into a shutdown corner for the defense. We have had no pass rush." For a couple years, and the team continues to do nothing about it.
That's the other thing. He's Mr. Pass Defense is a concert, if you will, Eric, of,
combination of things.
Coverage and rush. Well, we've been trying to get the coverage for years now. Every second-round pick, every top pick, we got to get safeties and corners. And where's the pass rusher?
Exactly.
Are you going to make it?
Have some water, Eric, please.
Andy's just he's lost it around. Let's see.
Three best available, number two on the list,
Sergio Kindle. Number one,
Mike says, "I'm sick of trading down. You guys are right. The Belichick thinks he is so smart. We pick a gunner. People will say it's a value because we added a third rounder. Well, Bill, maybe you shouldn't have traded a third rounder for a rental in Derek Burgess.
And a bad rental.
Yeah.
A beat up rental. That rental car had.
No, that's what's coming tomorrow. Miles. They're going to re-sign him.
Oh, God. That would really bring it all together.
Stephen Westward says, classic Andy Hart, quote, Jerry Hughes smells the sack and gets it.
Oh, God
Did
almighty.
You put that on the web?
I think you said it
mean,
on the
by
air,
the web.
Right?
Didn't no,
you?
I
on the
database.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah that's just very
bad. But it's what I really write it.
That's as bad as comes hard off the edge by me.
John in South Carolina, it amazes
comes
me.
Hard in the box for a safety.
It amazes me in 3 years, Bill Belichick has gone from a genius to driving the team into the ground. Maybe, just maybe, he is not as much of a genius as the media made him out to be. At the same time, maybe he is not as bad as we are making him out to be. Screw them all! And Bill, I trust.
Well, that's true. He was never the genius. He shouldn't have been on Time's top 100. That is really for like real leaders and geniuses. And he's not the idiot that people are now trying to make him out to be.
I'm not so sure.
That's Paul Perillo. I'll take
so
that
ridiculous.
Office now.
Just kidding.
Even with the crack in the wall.
Robert says, don't hate the first round pick, but definitely think we need help at defensive back. I do think the Pats could have drafted Hayden or someone of that caliber that could come in with some swagger.
Hayden was taking the
seventh pick.
Our D looks dull, and when that happens, teams like the Ravens drop 35 on us. Can we get one of those defensive edge studs for the love of God?
I just want to clarify.
No, I hate the selection,
not the actual pick.
The player, right. I think we all think, is a good player.
Yes.
Because I don't want this
with
to
good
turn
upside.
Around. This is going to turn around. This guy's going to be a good player, and everybody's going to rip us. Oh, you guys were killing the pick. None of us are killing the pick. We all like the player. We all thought there were bigger holes to fill. That's all.
It's kind of like the Seymour thing. You got a great thing, but gave up.
What I didn't know at the time, I fell into the, this is a defensive end who doesn't rush the passer. And I didn't realize the value that Seymour had. So I didn't even like the pick. I didn't like the
player.
Well,
this is a cornerback
who doesn't rush the passer. The trade from August. The trade from August.
Oh, where we can. I thought you meant when we drafted him.
No.
You're unbelievable.
I'm looking for anything here.
That was good. I laughed.
All right.
What did you say? I missed it. Come on.
You said, well, this is a quarterback who doesn't rush the passer.
All right. Well, that's going to be it for this edition of PFW.
Wait,
and
we don't want to do one more pick? For the last pick?
One more pick?
Right. There's a minute left
in the round. We'll wait for one more pick.
Yeah.
It's actually frozen at 106.
While we're waiting, Aaron says, okay, I'm feeling better. Here's what the Pats have going for them. McCurdy will have good role models to learn from, like Sean Springs. Samuel Maxwell, Stevenson, Lester, and E.J. Wilson are still available and should go in the seventh round, where we have tons of picks.
I just want to ask a question. How much are we going to put on James Sanders' plate here with another young DB he has to be responsible for developing?
Will you stop it with your James Sanders infatuation?
Kendall wasn't
putting your head, he'll take care of him.
So it's really just Dez Bryant that we will regret not taking in 2 years, and we didn't take Tim Tebow. Gruden just swore on ESPN.
Why can't I regret Dez?
Kendall. Let's just say, for argument's sake, Sergio Kendall becomes an 8-time All-Pro. You're not going to regret passing on him?
No, he's saying he's still available.
But he won't be when you pick
for
again.
The Patriots,
or
maybe.
He might be.
Maybe.
No, he might be. Yeah. Gruden just swore on ESPN when they came back live before he realized they were on. Steve Young looked petrified. So Fred isn't the only one.
Gruden swore on the air?
That's good. Nice. I'm not alone.
Oh, you should have seen the thing.
I'm in good company.
They had one of those, you know, those First Take, the ESPN show there with, you know, the Skip Bayless show?
Terrible show.
Well, they're doing a thing, and they have Dana Jacobson is
interviewing
Lawrence Frank, former NBA head coach. He coached the Nets.
The little white dude?
Yeah, yeah. And they were
he's
terrible.
A funny looking
Remember
guy.
They had like 2 wins? They were like 2-30. Well, he got fired. And they're talking, and then they bring it over to the other desk there where Skip Bayless always sits with one of the two live stews and those guys. And Dana Jacobson says, well, you know, I asked Lawrence Frank, Skip, your question about is it a bad thing that LeBron hit all those outside shots because it only encourages him to take more. And he goes, oh, no, I'll take that. And he thought they were off the air. He goes, I'll take that effort over the S that I had.
Saints are on the
Didn't realize they were on the air.
Commissioner's making the pick.
We have one more very special guest to announce the New Orleans Saints selection. Please welcome the most valuable player from Super Bowl 44, Drew Brees.
It'd be funny if Clawson was the
player.
What's this now?
Son of a!
He rips it up.
For voting me as one of the top 75 draft picks of all time.
Oh, jeez.
As well as voting me onto the cover of Madden NFL 11.
So how long are we
going
here?
Now? I don't know, but he's going to get hurt, isn't he?
That,
is that how that works?
With the 32nd pick in the 2010 NFL Draft, the New Orleans Saints select Patrick Robinson, defensive back.
Oh, that's the D-back they should have taken, Fred. If they wanted a defensive back.
Why, is he a big hitter?
He's a big corner. He's like
6'1". The fans would like him because he's bigger. I don't think he's that good. I think he's a good player, but I like the guy they took better.
I'm not so sure.
All right, well, that's going to do it for this edition of PFW in Progress.
I can't wait to get off the air.
Well, no, I've got things to do here. So we'll be back tomorrow at 6 o'clock.
I have no internet.
What time's the draft start tomorrow?
At 6? 6 o'clock.
So we'll be right here, right at the top of the second round, which is going to be very active for the Patriots.
And tune in early because our opens are always entertaining.
Right. Hopefully we'll have it right this week. But thank you for staying up with us and listening to this edition of special PFW in Progress draft coverage. Again, we'll be back at 6 o'clock Eastern tomorrow. Patriots have a lot of stuff going on in the second round, so we're going to be extra busy. Don't worry, Patriots fans. It's not over yet. Get off the ledge. There's a lot of stuff going on in the second round. We'll get those needs filled. Don't worry about it. See you tomorrow.
That puts the wraps on another PFW in Progress.
Well, come on, guys. We gave it our best.
Wow, that was your best?
Patriots.com radio.
The best is yet to come.